brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on Tuesday, the 24th day of June 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. And I am shell-shocked yet again, quite frankly. Sitting here going over all the news, it is so over the top what's going on. And to watch the prostitute dinosaur fake state-run media try to spin everything is truly over the top. Yesterday, they had articles that were up on Drudge from the Chicago Tribune and others with the headline, Chicago scoops up big data. It should say, Chicago puts hidden microphones and systems that steal all your internet data without warrants on streets. Chicago rolls out NSA snooping hubs with microphones and steals all your data and tracks you in live time without warrants. We broke this 4 months ago with Mikhail Phelan with a whistleblower inside the city of Seattle, Washington. In fact, will you print me those articles, guys? From 3 or 4 months ago, Mikhail Phelan. And the city had to respond and admit it was illegal and said they were suspending the program. These are open boxes that are cell towers that grab all your data illegally and track everything you're doing and have microphones. Now, what does Chicago do? Because it's rolling out nationwide. We tell you that in the article. There's the headline, Seattle Police Deactivate Wi-Fi Spy Grid After Privacy Outcry. Chicago comes out. And I just had it here. Just print it again for me. I know you just gave it to me. Just print it again. There's like 400 articles in here. I can't keep track of it. People said, well, just go online and get it. I can't have that many windows open. It's just insane. News centers will scoop up big data on Chicago. Chicago Tribune. There it is on screen. And they just go, oh, yeah, beautiful sculptures, the art department. And they're so beautiful. I mean, imagine that's beyond 1984. In 1984, they hid the microphones because that was a police state and didn't want the public to know. Here, they go, oh, it's a beautiful sculpture. It's trendy. And it's got hidden cell towers in it and microphones hacking into your phone live time, tracking everything. Because they don't even want to pay the telecoms like they've been doing since 1996 to have huge floors in every building of their facilities, everything going through it. They don't want the telecoms having that now. Government is going to the next level in a race, a surveillance Big Brother 1984 race. It's 1984 squared. This is already beyond 1984 in level of surveillance, where the companies are all racing to build the control grid, but then governments discovered in Europe and the U.S. and other places, oh, wait, they're more powerful than us now. They can predict the future at Google, even though they were founded by the CIA. We don't want that. So there's all these companies and governments racing to outdo each other with the grids to where just everywhere. I mean, Austin in 1998 had over 1,000 hidden microphones on it hooked into Time Warner cable. I don't mean the ones inside your house and your cable box. I guess that was hundreds of thousands. I'm talking about they use the cable lines to just put peep cameras, tiny little cameras, and microphones everywhere. And I even had the federal grants. And I'd go up and talk to senior police, and they'd smile and say, I'm not going to talk to you, Alex. That's in the news last week. Obama has meetings with them saying, don't tell the public. This is a giant criminal operation that has nothing to do with stopping criminals. Okay? I mean, and I told you all this. I told you almost 2 decades ago. And now it's all being rammed down your throat as sculptures, beautiful sculptures. I mean, they listen to you and track everything you do without warrants. I mean,
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grubb. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is a really strange feeling when you are able to put out a report and it becomes a national news story. It's even more wild when you put out a report and it becomes the number one story in the country. But sometimes, this has happened to us 5 or 6 times, I was thinking about it this morning, you put out a report that becomes the number one story in the world. And that is what InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, this radio show, / TV show, the whole news operation is now able to do every month. A global dominant story. Every week, a national dominant story. Every day, a story of serious import that has a major effect. And that's the real value. That's what I'm proud of. That's what I am extremely humbled by. That's why we're here. That's the reason we do what we do, is to try to have a better world, one based on free market and on justice and on real equality and on free association. And being able to make as many of your own personal choices as you can. There is a global meltdown by design being programmed. We're going to be breaking that down in the second hour and taking your phone calls. But I first just want to read to you this stack of headlines, only part of the news today on the end of our borders, the total collapse. It was back earlier this year that the head of the Border Patrol Union, speaking to Breitbart, we're going to get him on, said we're being ordered to stand down from San Diego, California to Brownsville, Texas. That's the quote. And when they tell us to stand down, they say replacements are coming, but they never come because it's illegal to have the president or anybody else order them to stand down. And when you go to the border now, ladies and gentlemen, the Border Patrol is not there. You probably see one truck where you would have seen 100. Anywhere you go on the Texas border to a major city or out in the middle of nowhere, there is no Border Patrol. They are at facilities changing diapers and heating up the formula. And DrudgeReport.com has a headline out of CBS Local where Homeland Security is seeking jumbo above 5X underwear because a new type of immigrant has hit, the giant South American and Central American 400, 500, 600-pound super jumbo couch potato. Because usually it was pretty tough immigrants that were able to make their way up to the border. But now it is the supreme jumbos that are getting up here who will go directly on the welfare instantly. Now, let me get to our top story in this stack and then go to the stack. Headline from the Associated Press 15 hours ago. 15 hours ago. So this broke late last night, a full week and a half after we first broke it, a week after we double confirmed it with emergency manager head of McAllen, Texas, with the video of it happening and with our ICE whistleblower on the border. Off duty meeting with us about the stand down. Here is the headline. U.S. releases immigrant families, won't say how many, AP. It goes on to say they are released and allowed to go wherever they want. They're being totally released. There is no internal Border Patrol roundups, haven't been in 6 years, except for two or three staged events at meatpacking plants. And Homeland Security 4 years ago, it came out in the AP, takes them to the ICE facility and gives them green cards on the spot. So they do staged raids, and a day later, they're back at the meatpacking plant. Obama's not even doing that now. So if you can make it in, you're legal, and you get free welfare, you're not going to have to work. You weigh 500 pounds, we got some Section 8 housing for you. Let's read the article. Now, remember, people couldn't believe this a week and a half ago when we first broke it. A week ago when Drudge picked up our second article, we got the federal document at the Fed Biz Ops site sent to us by Border Patrol, who said, if you notice this, that's how we're always breaking all the stories, is we get it all in the intel and the emails and phone calls. And we're at the border every week now, 200 and something miles away from Austin, meeting with the actual Border Patrol people. And they said, look, we're ordered to load them on buses when they get to the border. We bring them into the churches that stage there. We give them vouchers to get on the buses, and they travel deeper into town, go to this tent city at the Sacred Heart Church, and you can talk to the emergency manager. He's allowed to talk to you. We go there. The emergency manager admits it all. The Border Patrol would instantly be fired, prosecuted, persecuted, you name it, if they told you. This is massive federal and state crime being committed every single day, and the AP is now admitting it. AP, reporting from Washington, the Obama administration has released into the U.S. an untold number of immigrant families caught traveling illegally from Central America. That's the trains that arrive daily in recent months. And although the government knows how many it's released, it won't say publicly. So they're aiding them. They're saying they'll make them legal. They're releasing them, and no one's getting in trouble. But if you fly tomorrow, they're going to want to put you in a naked body scanner and grab your testicles or take your wife's brassiere off. Okay, understand, although the government knows how many it's released, it won't say. Do you understand the Republican leadership acts like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz that are criticizing this? I mean, Ted Cruz just says, we ought to follow the law. And the media's like, how radical, how racist. There's a judge ruling that a border fence is racist. Really, can I go to Mexico, get everything paid for, or it's racist? They would laugh at me. This is the total suicidal, suicide-packed religion of political correctness. And here's the deal. The general public still has no idea what this means. This is the North American Union. This is the crisis. You think it's bad to have hundreds of thousands of illegals showing up every few months, directly going on welfare, 14-year-old kids, 2-year-old babies, 500-pound fat people? Do you have any idea what's going to happen in the next wave? I predict up to 1 million a month. I'm on record if this isn't stopped. And the crime rate, I have mainstream news all over Texas, is the main target zone, is just exploding. The home break-ins, the carjackings, the crime of the completely collapsed Mexico. Highest crime rate in the world. 130,000 dead. I keep quoting old numbers from 4 years ago, because I just got that number in my head and say over 70,000. It's now over 130,000. It was only 100,000. I looked at the numbers. You can pull them up. Just type in number of dead in Mexico in the last decade. And it was 100,000 a year ago. Now it's 130-something. That's what we know of. They're finding mass graves everywhere. And it's Mexicans killing Mexicans, but, oh, the La Raza race god, hardcore, into racism, a lot of people that know him well, totally gone off the deep end. People I know that know him say he's crazy now. He used to be like this. Robert Rodriguez has it in movies where it shows Don Johnson shooting pregnant Mexicans in the stomach. That ain't going on. There's not people with cowboy hat, white guys shooting Mexicans. Mexico is where it's happening. But there's no discussion of that. 130,000+ dead. Look at that headline. La Raza demands amnesty from new major leader Kevin McCarthy. New majority leader Kevin McCarthy. I mean, that ought to say the race demands amnesty. That's what it means. It's literally the Klan. But it's so socially acceptable that Hispanics will go to other Hispanics and say, you better join the Raza or you're a sellout because you want guns, you want private property, you're against abortion. Well, let me tell you, you're not welcome in the Raza, baby. This is the total end of the country. This is the murdering of the nation right now and the rule of law. Let's go over to the headlines. So again, we told you with the emergency manager and the video that the government is shipping them in and shipping them wherever they want and paying for it and bringing them to welfare offices in cities from New York to Austin, Texas, from Seattle, Washington to Minneapolis, St. Paul, Chicago, Kansas City, Virginia, every state in the union, thousands a day are arriving in these states and they are giving full carte blanche while the veterans are having their funding turned off, being put on death list. Let's go over the headlines right now. U.S. releases immigrant families. Won't say how many. Exactly what we told you. Boom. We broke it. Infowars.com. We're real. We're credible. We're hardcore. Okay? Let's continue. Breaking. Shots fired from Mexico to harass Texas law enforcement. No, they kill cops all the time. It's to kill them because the Texas Highway Patrol is down there with their gunboats. And I want to apologize. I said those gunboats would end up being used against citizens. Day one, there was a secret plan I later learned of at the state legislature to militarize with tanks, armored vehicles, and gunboats for the border because they were already told 2 years ago this was going to happen. And I apologize to the Texas State Police because they're now down there actually stopping the criminals and the illegals and holding them. Our reporters confirmed that yesterday. I apologize. I was wrong. I learned from a state senator about 6 months ago, what we'd already been told part of, he's been on the show before, I'm not going to say any more, about this whole plan, because they've been told they're getting rid of it, and the state's not going to go along with it, because they realize it's meant to bankrupt the state and bring in the feds. Cloward and Piven. I just got chills. This is incredible. And they're getting shot at now, folks. This is going down. Texas ranchers under attack. Home break-ins explode across the Texas border. National Review. Obama judge rules border fence racist. Academic wants to force DHS to release names of property owners on the border. So I guess they can be attacked by La Raza. Democratic lawmaker proposed lawyers for immigrant children. Reuters. Democratic rep. Illegals won't show up in court or be sent back. Central American media promotes illegal child immigrant tsunami. Gives tips. Illegal immigrants hopping the death train to the U.S. hoping for amnesty. U.S. plans child migrant processing center in South Texas. On and on. We'll be back.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
How long would you last if all grocery stores cease to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it was time.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jones here back live. CJ and they're running the audio and video board made the point these don't look like the regular hardy Mexican migrants that come up here to work, a lot of them. It is Central South America disgorging women and children and old people and folks that are crippled and people that have diseases and then just welfare heads as Central and South America goes into a total depression. The Caribbean's crime rate has doubled. Almost everyone I know that's gone to a Caribbean island in the last few years everybody in Texas flies down there. It's like 2 hours away, has been robbed in their hotels, robbed on the resorts, robbed in their condo, robbed at the beach, and sometimes at gunpoint. Mexico has had over 130,000 people die in the last 8 years that we know of, ladies and gentlemen. And now that is all collapsing as Mexico says, we're not going to control our southern border now. Anybody wants to come up here from Central to South America, you can. And the AP now confirms, if you joined us, what we reported, they are paying to ship them into the country. They say they're releasing them to go wherever they want. No, no, they're paying to ship them. U.S. releases immigrant families. I'm going to reread some of these headlines. I didn't get through all of them, but I was hurrying so quick because of the music. U.S. releases immigrant families. Won't say how many. AP. Today. Breaking. Shots fired from Mexico to harass Texas U.S. law enforcement and their Texas Highway Patrol gunboats. Texas ranchers under attack. Home break-ins on border area overrun by illegal immigrants. They're mainly going after guns. Obama judge rules border fence racist. Academic wants to force DHS to release names of property owners. Just like they do gun owners. Concealed carry people in New York so they can be harassed. Democratic lawmakers propose lawyers for immigrant children. Reuters, yeah. Let's spend tens of thousands per child on that. Let's bankrupt the country. After all, it's a Democratic voter. Democratic rep. Illegals won't show up in court or be sent back. Central American media promote illegal child immigrant tsunami, give tips, and then they give examples in the news of that. Illegal immigrants hopping death train to U.S. hoping for amnesty. And you look at the death train photos. I mean, it looks like something out of an apocalypse movie with just giant thousands just climbing on the backs of trains, Mexican troops basically saluting El Norte, and you don't stop, you don't get off. Boom, a conduit right in. Which is what the North American Union talked about using all those NAFTA highways from southern Mexico right in. I mean, this is it, folks. And this will drive down the wages. I mean, and the amount of America hate that's promoted in Central and South America is just off the charts. But the amount of class envy against anybody, poor people in America would be considered rich in many Central and South American countries. And it is hellish. You don't run a business, you get mugged, you get shaken down, unless you live in a dirt floor shack. Homeless children by the tens of thousands roam every major city. It is unbelievable. My dad has gone to Paraguay and other countries to do free medical care, part of Christian groups, and he just describes it as absolute hell on earth. And the rich people all go out with caravans, with guys with machine guns, and that status there, and drive from armored compound to armored compound. This is what we're going into. This is the New World Order system. And they're going to use this crisis to bring in total control. U.S. plans child migrant processing center in South Texas to then process them, release them. Zuckerberg Group, pressure is on for immigration reform. Zuckerberg using Facebook, his criminal pump and dump, to push amnesty as the answer to this. Yeah, that'll fix it. Make them all legal immediately. Border highway, heavily patrolled by state and local police, but not Border Patrol. Infowars.com story, Kit Daniels with video. There are state surveillance mobile towers, the gunboats that they bought that I was saying would be used against, you know, on the lakes and things. And then I talked to a state senator who was on a few years ago, and he said there's a plan for the state to have martial law on the border if Mexico fully collapses because the feds, we've been told, won't do it. He said that on air. Then I was told off record by some state senators, I'll just leave it at that, that they were getting ready to maybe implement this. But, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, we're actually seeing it. And why is the state doing it? Because the state isn't perfect by all means, but realizes it's more like old-fashioned government, that if the whole country collapses, their pension funds are gone. Their grandkids have no future. I mean, folks, Texas will collapse like California, but even faster under this because of the federal welfare inside and the rest of it. This is incredible. So we have an article right there on that front. I haven't even gone through half the stack. Border gates left wide open by Border Patrol. Border Patrol told to open the gates. We have video of that, Infowars.com. Video. Border Patrol group ordered the Pentagon to send all illegal immigrants home. Doctors warned of looming health crisis due to flood of illegal immigrants. Most Latino workers are born in the U.S. non-immigrants, new study finds. Local immigrant children forced to cut off fingers and ears of other kids by coyote gangs, says Ted Cruz.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider this. The abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Group. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
I want to read to you what the vice president of the Border Patrol group, union, said months ago, and no one listened to him. He said, we've been ordered to stand down on the entire southern border from San Diego to Brownsville. I'm going to read the quote coming up in a few minutes. We go down and get video of it. And even libertarian and conservative groups for a full week questioned our article that had quotes, video, and an ICE whistleblower on top of the head of emergency management of McAllen, Texas. That's a big town. That's a city. On video saying it, and the libertarian conservative media didn't pick it up except for DrudgeReport.com, because Drudge can watch a video and read quotes and knows we're credible. Let me tell you what's credible is getting upset and getting angry about this and getting out of our coma. Because if we don't get out of our coma when all of this is going on, we'll never get out of our coma, and it's going to get 10 times worse. Latin America, folks, is a scary place. We're being merged with it right now. And when you're flying out of this country, you should talk to the TSA, police, you name it. So this is a joke that you want to grab my testicles or put me in a naked body scanner, but the border's wide open. It's all a hoax, and that's the angle to hammer. We wear our bias on our sleeve. We tell the truth, common sense, and we put it out strong. This country is being butchered, and AP now admits months after the Border Patrol president and deputy president went public. It doesn't matter whether it's drugs, bodies, or how large the group is. Our agents are being ordered to stand down by the Border Patrol management, close quote, said Sean Moran, vice president of the National Border Patrol Council, told Breitbart News back in October. This is last year, excuse me. So we're talking October, November, December. Oh, my gosh, 9 months ago? Excuse me, I said a couple months ago. People accuse me of exaggerating. The only reason, there's a way I lie, and I've said this many times, and I'm going to be honest with you. The only reason I say things that are wrong a lot is a psychological phenomenon that British intelligence wrote about in some of their psy warfare documents that were declassified a decade or so ago that I read in a psychology publication that I already knew prima facie. It was just common sense. That the human mind likes to dial down tragedy in its mind's eye. So they said, if our special forces kill 40-something thousand people in an African nation, we want to report first that four were killed. I'm paraphrasing the article from years ago. I've talked a lot about it. We're going to say that four died instead of 40-something thousand. And then when the real numbers come out later, it'll make people doubt it. Well, I don't do this on purpose. You know, it's 100-plus thousand have been killed in Mexico, and I keep saying 70,000. Because it's an old number and I don't want to exaggerate. Or I say a couple months ago he warned people and no one listened. It's actually 9 months ago. And when I listen to my rebroadcast sometimes, I'll sit there and check stuff I'm saying. And if it's a headline, I get it right almost 100% of the time because I have a near photographic memory when I'm switched on studying news. But when it's me giving a number or something, I tend to dial it back. So for anybody that accuses me of exaggerating here, I've said repeatedly that 100-plus million people ended up getting cancer from the polio vaccine. And when I went and looked up the Centers for Disease Control documents again yesterday, it was close to 180 million people that were vaccinated, and they believe most of them ended up, if they lived long enough, contracting a type of cancer from the dozens of lethal, highly active, aggressive biological warfare they claim for monkeys, but it was beyond that, weaponized cancer that was put in the shots. Most cancer is viral, folks. The system knows that, so they give you the cancer. And then go, oh, it's genetics. That's why everybody's getting cancer now. We got the same genetics we had 50 years ago, 100 years ago. So, again, I'm already digressing. It just makes my head totally and completely spin. I've got so much other news to get to. It's just that every week I see articles in the Western world where little children were taken by the hundreds or the thousands and tortured to death, killed, given pesticides, given vaccines and tests till they died, and then put in mass graves, cesspits. I remember when it first broke 7-8 years ago about them digging up small mass graves at Indian reservation Christian orphanages in Canada, and now it turns out it's tens of thousands of dead kids with their heads clubbed in, their brains blown out. Of course, they got raped first. But because we're all so naive, I mean, it's literally every week they find a new death dungeon, a new giant septic tank in Ireland full of little dead Irish kids, or a new one in California, or a new one in Israel. I mean, it's just totally unbelievable. And now all over South Texas, they're finding mass graves of Mexicans and others that paid to get up to the border. And then were held captive by the coyotes, who are incredibly wealthy and taking over politics and worshipped by directors and movie stars. Because the whole Raza movement is just gangster, Satan worship, hardcore, feed on Hispanics as much as you can, hate white people as much as you can, hate blacks. It's the most evil culture you can imagine, superimposed to try to dominate and control Hispanics. It's like they sell evil to the black community with a gangster rap, or they sell evil to the white community. It's just total, pure wickedness, societal death, ladies and gentlemen. Just dead bodies all over the place. This is what's coming to America. CBS News. Immigrant children were ordered by human traffickers to cut off fingers, ears of other kids. Every time he talks about that, they have the Southern Poverty Law Center come out and say it's not true. A few years ago, I talked about dozens of heads being chopped off in Arizona in 1 week and delivered, you know, to the front of government buildings. And they actually had, quote, liberal media, fascist, hardcore, psych warfare, vicious media posing as liberals. You know, dressing trendy and going, look, I'm wearing a multicolored shirt and I have a beard and I act wimpy. That is a psy warfare cover of vicious commandos in a black op takedown. I'm not joking. They're black op commanders. These people are going to take over and put us in FEMA camps, but they learn to not wear uniforms because you see that as a threat. They've already taken over. They're going to start shutting everything down. They know what they're doing. They're into mind control, ladies and gentlemen. They're running it on you. And he goes on to say that there's a stand down. And now you go down there and the state police are down there and the local police are down there. And the Mexicans won't take any of the Latin Americans back. And they won't take any of the Mexicans back. And the jails are just filling up. And the feds are getting them and busting them deeper into the U.S. This is total and complete high treason. And the state police are down there catching aggravated felons and making the Border Patrol to at least deport those, because Obama got caught releasing 36,000 in 1 month last month. Do you understand the total mega magnitude? No one can describe what's going on. This is criminals, refugees, welfare queens of collapsed communist regimes south of Mexico, that Mexico would never let in. One of the most controlled borders in the world. Look it up. Now they say you load on the trains, you don't get off the trains, they got Mexican troops lining it, and they come right in by the thousands, every train delivery, dump off, and Border Patrol buses are waiting with food and water, and they say come on in, and they're bused directly into the heart of the country. And again, I have nothing against these poor, desperate people. But some of them that I do have a problem with are radical terrorist groups, radical Islamist, ISIS-connected groups. That's in the news. They have diseases. They have no future. And they're going to be used by the globalists as the giant ticking time bomb mass to riot and burn cities whenever the globalists want them to. That's what goes on in Latin America, folks. I challenge anyone out there that's a bleeding heart liberal and who's under this mind control, believing it's racist if we don't open our borders, give everybody free welfare. I challenge you to go to Paraguay or Ecuador or El Salvador or Brazil or Chile or Argentina. Argentina, just 50 years ago, was more wealthy than the U.S. 100 years ago, it was the richest country per capita in the world. As rich as an Argentine was the saying. Look it up. Incredible resources. They had corrupt kleptocratic governments come in. Left wing, right wing, Pinochet, you name it. And Ted Anderson was down there a few years ago and he said, Alex, it's worse than you even said. He said, you see good looking families like doctors in suits patched living in doorways on the streets with their children. It's scary. And it's all coming here. Any of you been to Nigeria? Any of you been to Calcutta? I mean, it'd be one thing if we had 50 million illegals here that at least were able-bodied. Most of these people are not able-bodied. They are the dregs of Latin America. And it's not going to be the tens of thousands like the Cuban crime wave of the 80s. And Castro sending his jails here, it is going to be tens upon tens of millions. And this is the false flag. I now realize it. And we've talked a lot. We were the first to say it's in Operation cable splicer, garden plot, and Rex 84 to use a massive immigrant collapse in Latin America to bring in a crisis that brings in martial law. That's congressional hearings, Miami Herald. We need to dig up that stuff again and do a report on it to show folks that they're going to flood the country, just like Obamacare is meant to blow the economy, shutting off the power plants is meant to blow the economy, all the new regulations meant to blow the economy, and now they're going to ship in millions of destitute. I mean, already the soup kitchens, the churches, the welfare lines from New York to Virginia, it's Kentucky, they are in panic mode, just overrun, ladies and gentlemen. There's The Economist, a decline without parallel. Argentina was Latin America's star. How it became a basket case. 2002. And again, that was multiple declines from the richest country in the world per capita. Switzerland had more rich people, or Germany did. England, you know, they were in the top. But per capita, I mean, it was high cotton for everybody. No more. Because they got the kleptocratic banking systems in. Yeah, if you read the Washington Post about what happened in 2001 there, it described a cattle trailer tumping over on a highway and families running up and biting chunks out of the cows, eating them like wolves with globulates of flesh on them, with blood spraying out of the cows as humans like vampires were just gobbling the beef. I'll never forget reading that article like 10 times on air. Just raw globulates of beef and the article described it, formerly middle-class people, like hordes of demons. Within 8 days of not having food, over 90% of people become hardcore criminals and start murdering. Within 15 days, almost 100% become cannibals. The globalists say the world is unsustainable. Our carrying weight is unsustainable. Whether that's true or not, they've decided under Agenda 21... Cloward and Piven's a small piece of that, to implode the West and implode the Third World and let a hellstorm come out that the military, the police, and the control grid, the drones and the robots will mop up, having what's left of the middle class serve the elite and the police state to survive and authorize tacitly the extermination of 90%+ of the world with a bioweapon. They may get it so bad that the public welcomes it, and it's a public sterilization or cauterization. They have shut off the economic systems. My God, I can see the whole plan. Oh, my God. And I don't want to kill all these people down there. I want them to have jobs in the future. I know the globalists did deals to shut off their industry, paid off all their leaders, billions apiece in some cases, in almost every case, to shut off all industry and jobs, to kick all the farmers off their land. They did this. They did this to Latin America. They did this to Africa. They did this to areas of Asia and the Middle East, just like you see them destabilizing Iraq year after year with new staged events. They don't want any other sovereign nations or anybody, and they're going to take us down as well. If they don't want the Iraqis having their daughters go to college, do you think that the globalists want you to go to college or you to have a future? They're going to end it all in a planned dark age. And you're now seeing the beginning of the controlled collapse, and we predicted they'd do it through border implosion. We didn't predict. It's in the BAMP Canada secret meeting Judicial Watch sued and got. 2007. End game. Blueprint. Global enslavement. It's free on YouTube. Go watch it. Watch Bush admit we'd already merged with the EU in 2007 on C-SPAN. It's already happened. They had microphones hanging up in public 25 years ago. Chicago's now announcing it. Don't you understand the magnitude? I'm right. I'm correct. I've done the research. I know what I'm talking about. I don't like being right. I wish I was wrong, but I'm correct. Red level emergency. Red level. Red level. Red level. Don't you people get it? Don't you understand? You're marked for dead. All you dumbass yuppies and trendies that think you know it all you so-called tough guy men out there that strut around all day and laugh at men that care about what's happening in society. Your kids are all going to die from cancer. You're going to die young. The whole program is being launched. They're accelerating it. Oh, hell's going to break loose. The next decade will be a decade of war and famine and annihilation. Proxy wars, death, bioweapons. And I'm not trying to scare people. I want you to get ready. I want to try to stop it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they're getting into the particular documents. There's thousands of pages of them. It gets into using the crises of immigrants. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm going to just briefly tell everybody that we're listener supported, and we've got some of the most phenomenal supplements there are out there at InfoWarsLife.com, and I'm putting half a dropper of our X2 Super Iodine in this water. Personally, it's an incredible brain boost, libido, whole nine yards, just incredible. Super Male Vitality, full dropper. And Fluoride Shield Detox Chelator. And I do this 3 times a day. Talk to your physician, and you will detox when you go on this. This isn't a game. This is what they fight to keep people from getting. And we got it. Let me tell you, I'm on fire. InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Yeah, we ought to play some of this song. It's fitting.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
George Strait.
George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco.
It's a good name, actually.
So long, Texas.
Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso.
No, no, no. You go down there. You wear 6X underwear. You demand those. You give him a baby. Tell him to change his diaper. And you just ride right in on a train. And then there's a Greyhound bus. Picks you up and says, where would you like to go in Mexico, senor? Well, I think I want to go to Chiapas. I think I'm going to move into a Chiapas village. And I'm going to make them pay for everything for me. Thank you, senor. And you get on the bus. And you drive down, you know, almost 1,000 miles to southern Mexico. And you pull up in Chiapas. You get off and you just walk over and you say, I'm here, pay for everything. And, well, somebody walks over and punches you right in the nose, and that's what would happen. First, people would laugh at you. It'd be real funny. But see, we are the schmuck. We are the sucker. We are the joke. America is a giant toilet. Where the politicians, the bankers, I mean, we let the bankers steal tens of trillions of dollars in the banker bailout. We let them let our troops use DU. That's a death sentence. They had DU in the 40s, folks. They wouldn't let our troops use it in 46 because it was so deadly. Used to the reactors, if they were leaking, it was a big deal. Now most of them leak, 90%+. So what? There's an attitude of just not caring by the general public, but the elite is beyond that. I mean, it's like they're space aliens that want to destroy the country and the world. I'll never forget watching that Trinity and Beyond, narrated by William Shatner, where they detonated hundreds of hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere, trying to blow holes in the atmosphere to see if they could blow up the Van Allen radiation belt or destroy the atmosphere. And of course, if they look, we can destroy the atmosphere. Does anybody see a problem with blowing holes in the ozone layer? Which they then blame on the general public and tax you over. I just can't handle it anymore. And no one even made an issue out of that show when it came on. I mean, I'd read declassified documents about that before that aired in the 90s, but I always obsess over that because it's like, let's see if we can blow up the atmosphere. They would fire missiles up into the edge of space and detonate them just to see what happened and to see what the energy pulse would do, the electromagnetic pulse as well. It was 3 tests. And then the radiation level went up. And again, I'm not being gloom and doom. These crazy people are out of control. Why do you think the U.S. took 36,000 top Nazis to run every major department in the country? Because they were crazy enough to do what the New World Order wanted. Crazy people, folks. Yeah, they got 180 IQs. They're nuts. Oh, yeah, those Nazi scientists, I've read the history books from U.S. scientists. There's nobody as smart as them. The Germans before World War II invented almost everything at that time. They'd surpassed the U.S. They surpassed England. But they were crazy. And if you weren't one of them, they'd kill you. And I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy we face. I'm saying it's like powered by Energizer. The whole world you see today was thought up by a bunch of crazy Nazis and British eugenicists and U.S. eugenicists who actually created Hitler. You go, well, why did they set him up and destroy him? Because that was part of the plan. Just like they create Al-Qaeda to wreak havoc and then they pose as saviors. Full spectrum dominance. I mean, aren't people smart? Or do they not have my Welsh brain? I mean, I don't think I'm that smart. What's wrong with people?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live
with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. If you just joined us, AP confirmed everything we broke a week and a half ago that Drudge carried, that they have opened the border and that the Border Patrol buses the illegals into wherever they want to go in the U.S. I haven't gotten into the other stacks of news yet, and I will do that now and take your phone calls. And I wish we were wrong about that. I talked earlier in the last hour about how weird it is to see my talking points based on hardcore analysis and truth being picked up by senators, members of Congress. I'm not bragging. We are the hottest thing on Capitol Hill, the hottest thing in the U.S. military. And I don't usually brag. I just want my crew and the audience, everybody else to realize the establishment knows how important InfoWars is. They know how important Drudge is. That's why they attack Drudge all the time. And they're attacking us all the time now. Because, you know, we're nothing special. I mean, I know how to go down to the border and find out that, there's the Border Patrol busing people in and giving them vouchers. And we have witnesses in ICE and in the city of McAllen. That's called doing your job, folks. That's why InfoWars.com is so popular. That's why this radio show is so popular. That's why DrudgeReport.com is so popular and WorldNetDaily.com is so popular. I don't think of WorldNet Daily or InfoWars.com or DrudgeReport.com or Breitbart, for that matter, as right-wing. I'm certainly not. I just want to have a country to live in. I don't want to go bankrupt. I don't want to lose my guns. I don't want to lose my future. I want prosperity. I want justice. I don't want anti-American Latin Americans running around everywhere. That's not all of them. That's who the Democrats want. Running all over me and bankrupting the country, but I don't want them sterilized either like the Democrats want. Or they can come up here and eat the GMO food and go from 100 pounds up to 600 pounds and get all their limbs sawed off with diabetes. I mean, it's such a frustrating thing to really care about people. Because, I mean, I care about everybody because I have empathy. You know, somebody giving you a massage, the best masseuses, they have empathy. They can imagine what that knot feels like and how they're grinding it out. A bad masseuse has no empathy. Same thing. I have empathy, folks. I love these people. But at the same time, I understand it's like water. Water's a good thing. Except if it's turned up like a high-powered water hose, fire hose to cut through mountains with strip mining, it will cut through your flesh like a knife through butter. Like a hot knife through butter. And these people are a weapon. I love the Atlantic Ocean. I don't want to be 1,000 feet under it without a mask and a tank. And that's what this is. Yeah, water's a great thing. Strange but true. You can drink too much of it and have your electrolytes go out of balance and die. They've had folks that have run marathons only drunk water and not gotten the minerals they need and die. So we're going to give the number out when we come back. But I just marvel here on air, and I want you to begin to marvel at the power you have because you have the truth. And the establishment is just dishonorable liars. They've lost the info war, so now they're just going, we don't care. Yeah, we run Al-Qaeda. Yeah, we open the borders up. Yeah, we ship guns into Mexico to destabilize things and to blame the Second Amendment. Yeah, we're running energy scams and not paying any taxes. The French socialists got caught last year not paying taxes. The leadership, while they raised taxes to 101% on the middle class to destroy their political enemy and to ship in unlimited immigrants, and no one got in trouble. Let them eat cake, Marie Antoinette, the Bastille. And out of this crisis, the Jacobins of the 21st century, the Illuminati, plan to bring in a reign of unholy terror that'll make the Bolshevik Revolution look like a cakewalk.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking their hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have gotten the purchase order that the federal government's put out. Now confirmed, DHS looks to buy thousands upon thousands of pairs of 6X Supreme Jabba the Hutt underwear that I could wear as a leotard, that the average man could wear or woman as a full body suit for the new migrants that are arriving. And I'm not bashing people. They're extremely obese. A lot of it's the food systems, the genetic things that are happening to the glands, all the additives. People used to eat a much unhealthier diets 50, 60, 70 years ago. You can look it up, and they weren't getting this fat. It's literally, they feed rats GMO, they become obese. Obviously, some folks do eat too much, they're out of control. But you have to understand, 6X underwear is like a sailboat sale almost. I mean, it is unspeakable. And this just illustrates the insanity of them changing diapers, heating up formula, as the Border Patrol has been saying. And the head of the Border Patrol Union is on record in October of last year, 9 months ago, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. Oh, my gosh, that's almost 10 months. So almost 10 months ago, they warned of this and said, we've been ordered to stand down, close quote. We've been down to the border, open gates, Border Patrol standing down, ICE agents blowing the whistle. And then what's this? Buses pull up, Border Patrol gets off, families, kids, women, self-propelled stomachs, they all get brought and go, where are you going? Here is your voucher that will pay the bill wherever you want to go in the U.S. to, quote, meet your family or friends. Imagine if it was, if you were super poor and there was some wealthier country, say in South America, and there was a train from Mexico all the way down there, and all you got to do is get on the train, it's free, and then you just choo-choo, choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo, or you got a plane ticket, you land at Air Force bases. If a citizen tries to fly in, they shoot you down, you land at the Air Force base down there at Biggs Field in El Paso, I'm not kidding, and you land at Biggs Field. No pun intended with our reporter being named Joe Biggs. It's actually named after his great-grandfather, strangely enough. And they land, and they disgorge him there. I mean, this is the level of the joke that we are dealing with. This is the out-of-control insanity that this has gotten to at this point. I'm living in the Twilight Zone. Are you living in it? And the Cruz is like, we ought to follow the law and deport them. Outrageous! It'd be like if your house was burning down, we ought to call the fire department. Outrageous! Or if you cut your leg off, you ought to put a tourniquet on that. Outrageous! Our border's totally collapsed, and it's not like our border was lowered with Switzerland. The Swiss would put troops there, so we couldn't get in. Our border has gone down with Mexico, Guatemala, and it just gets worse from there. Oh, and again, you want to go down there? I dare you. I dare you to go to Guatemala City. I dare you to go to the major cities of Brazil. I dare you to go to Venezuela. I double dare you. In your sweltering five-star hotel that's as bad as a one-star in the U.S., and the power goes off like five times a day for hours, and there's guys with machine guns everywhere and starving children with snot all over their faces, and you might even see a few dead bodies. How's that sound? And let's say you got a business outside town. Your family's hung on to it for years. Maybe you grow coffee. Maybe you got a private school. The government shows up and says, you're going to hire all these people and pay them this, or we're going to shut you down. Well, that's more money than we make. Sorry, better do it. Well, fine, I quit. Fine, we take over your school. But we own this school. We own this 300 acres. You don't anymore. And if you got a problem, I'll call the army. And if you get a problem and smart off, an army truck pulls up and they take you and throw you in a prison where you don't get fed unless your family brings you food. And there's crap all over the floor with up to 500 people per public giant open air cell. How's that sound? Well, that's what America's going to get. And I told people a while back, if you got the money, evacuate. If you got the money, evacuate. This place has fallen. The U.S. is gone. Now, when a person dies, they're dead. They don't rise again unless they're Christ or Lazarus. But a country is an idea and a culture. And if we want the phoenix to rise again, it can. But undoubtedly, I've said America was bleeding to death on the ground the last 10 years. Now we're dead. We're dead, and they didn't resuscitate in 5 minutes. We're brain dead. We're gone. But we could rise again. But America wants to, you know, act tough. And America wants to watch football games, and America wants to, you know, not care and thinks you get ahead when you don't care about anybody. And everybody wants to, you know, see what's in it for them personally. Well, what's in it for you is to have a good, honest society that creates incredible prosperity where you have honor, and that's your number one possession. That's who you are. But see, we became a dishonored nation when they could convince us that it was trendy and cool to have state-run abortuaries and kill 53 million Americans. Well, we're going to get some judgment now. And those of us that don't want the full curses to come upon us, even if you don't believe in God, in every culture, people become decadent and evil and don't care anymore. Everything collapses. The society degenerates. And guess who the number one group is targeted under this system? The ultra rich. And they think biometrics, they think checkpoints and the new TSA society and their segregated command bases are going to protect them. No, it's not. Your kids are going to venture outside. You're going to venture outside. You're going to be robbed and killed. And the elite itself will end up robbing you, not just the poor masses. The elite will kill you for your $1 billion. Even though they can print $1 billion, they're not going to like you. Maybe your wife's better looking. Maybe you beat them in a business deal 20 years ago. They're going to take you before they kill you. And they're going to videotape you being tortured because the people up top will sit there all day watching their enemies be tortured to death. That's their entertainment in every culture. In the old dungeons, they would have dungeon viewing rooms with open windows and things in Rome, Babylon, you name it. The Byzantines had it as well, where they would sit and eat lunch while people were tortured. And so you want to get rid of checks and balances for us? Your checks and balances are gone. All the police that serve this, you're not going to get your pension funds, and you're going to die young of the biological and chemical weapons in the food chain, and your children will die even younger, and then if they try to have kids, they'll almost all be born stillborn. Three generations and all mammals under this bio weapon attack on the GMO are born completely stillborn, totally mentally retarded, hair growing out of their mouths, testicles on top their heads, intestines growing out their butts, legs sticking out their heads. And I'm not trying to be gross here. Go look up third generation GMO that you're eating, that I'm eating, fed to guinea pigs, white lab mice, rats, you name it. Hair growing out of their mouths. Testicles growing outside their body, on their backs, out of their eyes. What happens to them is exactly what happens to us, except our generations are every 20 years on average. Theirs are every few months, so we can see real quick. Near complete sterility by third generation. Oh, BPA may cause infertility, study says. The Boston Globe is reporting. Next, they're going to tell me that turkeys gobble. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. By the way, we've done the math off the federal purchase order. Breitbart probably wants to do the math themselves and add this, or our guys can add it to an article we're doing. In the one purchase order posted on the federal website that we have here, that they've just ordered in one order 42,000 pairs of 6X underwear. So let's say they give three pair of underwear to each of the large big men and women that are coming here. That is statistically tens of thousands of people that wear 6X. And statistically, you know, let's say that's 20% of the underwear they're ordering. So we're talking about hundreds of thousands of underwear ordered. 6X, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. We've done the math. It's 42,000 pairs. Oh, boy. And they're putting some other numbers up there on the site. Now, continuing from an earlier article, but of course we'll find more. So that's what's going on that front. I haven't really gotten into this yet. I guess I could. I'm kind of stuck on this one area, the total collapse end of the country. Literally people crying, saying thank you, Obama, in Spanish. Yes, we can is a communist chant that the Mexicans use from the Communist Party of Mexico. Look it up. How do you say it in Spanish? See the bumper stickers everywhere with the black eagle of the Workers' Party, Farm Workers' Party that's communist. How do you say yes, we can in Spanish?
Sí, se puede.
Yeah, say it on air.
Sí, se puede.
Yeah. So that's how you say it. Yes, we can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can live in dirt floor houses with troops in black uniforms running around. Yes, you can be in a collapsed society. I mean, I don't even know what to say at this point. Coming up, we told you they're putting up hidden microphones all over the country. They've already done it. They're just now announcing it to the slaves today. And also, Intel developing kill switches for laptops and computers, just like all the other iPads and Apples and everything. That's a total control grid. Everything gets a kill switch in the New World Order. We've got more VA deaths covered up as they put them on starvation, torture, death list for most hardcore forms of death available, like dehydration. Takes about 14 days of torturous pain as your tongue swells up giant and black and blood pours out your mouth. Maybe we should send the vets to the Border Patrol stations. They get some care. Change their name.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
We'll be right back.
We can see the Earth from here. You got it. To quote the great astronaut intro from the Crystal Method. Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. I'm going to get into the new mesh network. Documents confirm police vehicles, real-time access to DHS spy cams that grab all your data and put it through the NSA. Mikhail Phelan broke that in November of last year. Time just flies. I kept saying just a few months ago. And now Chicago's rolling out the spy grid. It's already in every major city, okay? It's totally illegal. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to get into the latest on the VA, the latest on the IRS scandal. And my old friend Steve Lane, who co-hosted the show with me some back in the late 90s, and was friends with Mike Hansen, he ended up moving to Tennessee. He's an engineer, and he's got a good chance. He's been endorsed by Campaign for Liberty, and he's got a good chance of winning. He's a engineering professor now, and he co-hosted the Freedom Report with myself and others here in Austin, Texas, I think in like 97, 98, 99. And he's up in Tennessee with a good shot at winning the primary and ending up winning the general election. So to talk about the Tea Party Revolution, he'll be joining us for about 45 minutes to talk about a host of issues. He's a really smart fellow, so I look forward to having Steve Lane on air with us. And there they're showing some video of Alex Jones about in 1998. As you can see, I probably didn't have any trouble with the ladies back then. Man, I can't wait till I lose another 30 pounds or so. I've already lost almost 50. I really turned into Jabba the Hutt myself. I only went up to extra large underwear, though, at 275 pounds. I'm down to 220-something now. I can't imagine what it would be like actually weighing enough to wear 6X that the government's paying for, 40-something thousand of them for the illegals. Only in America, man. What a joke. We got to admit how far we've fallen if we're going to turn this around. Oh, briefly, these have been here for a few weeks. We've just been so busy we haven't gotten them up on the shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com. I came up with the concept, and then Cade, one of our great designers, did the final design. It's similar to the best-selling Molon Labe t-shirt I designed that has the two crossed M4, M16-type variants, the awesome 300 Spartan helmet with Molon Labe. Come and take it. And then InfoWars.com in a wreath under it. This is an incredibly handsome belt buckle. By the way, I'm wearing it right now. And when I wear this out with cowboy boots and with, a t-shirt, men and women, because I've had these a few weeks, like I said, walk over and say, well, that is incredible. Now, I designed the George Washington one as well, came up with the concept. One of the great graphics crew, came up with the final design. But those are almost sold out. One is nickel, silver nickel plated, pure bronze, made in the USA. Those are almost completely sold out. We've got some of the straight bronze ones left that I think are just as good. But we've got 500 of each of the new Molon Labe. And when they're gone, they're collectors, that's it. And these will sell out quickly. They're $45. Comparable belt buckles like this are $100. I mean, you go to like a cowboy shop or whatever, Justin's, they're $75 to $100, $200. These are $45. They cost 20-something bucks to get them smelted and made in the USA and individually numbered on the back with made1776.com. So these are priced to get the word out and to fund our operation. So Molon Labe, Alex Jones concept, belt buckle. And let me tell you, it's bad to the bone. I've worn the George Washington one out and haven't really gotten any comments. I've seen people looking, but most folks don't know who George Washington is, or they don't recognize him in his battle uniform on the front with his signature above it. Looks Western style with stars. And the answer, 1984, 1776. Most people don't iconically pick up what that is. You wear a Molon Labe belt buckle, baby, and let me tell you, there ain't nothing looks this good in my view. Especially with a Western-style belt like that one that's got like the little bullets as the belt. Not bullets in it, but it's carved bullets in that leather. That's the belt I'm wearing right now. It is simply amazing. The comments you get, people love it. And it's about liberty culture. We're this close to taking over the motorcycle culture, the good motorcycle folks with Liberty. Made in 1776 type, Molon Labe, come and take it.
iconography, the snake, don't tread on me. The military's awake to it, loves it. That's how you take over culture, is with your signets, your symbols, your logos, your clothing, your regalia. That's what the T-shirts, All Made in America, at MadeIn1776.com are about. Or just go to InfoWarsStore.com and link through on the MadeIn1776 link. That takes you right to all the Made in America apparel, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we've got the MadeIn1776 golf shirts, caps, you name it. 888-253-3139. Your calls, tons of news straight ahead. First your calls, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider this. The abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
Got a business that you didn't build, that somebody else made that happen.
You know, I'm not bragging when I say this.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
But we are defending.
It's Alex Jones.
Hard to turn a heart off. Their first few records are really good. The later ones in the 80s, not so much. You know, I tell you, Obama is a magic man, even though this song's Barracuda. He can just make the border disappear. And the yuppies don't even know what that means. Oh. No, they don't know. They know how to act trendy, though. I want to go to some of your phone calls here in just a moment. But I don't mean to brag, because it's actually sad. There were NSA whistleblowers, British NSA whistleblowers, German whistleblowers in the mid-90s. And I would cover it on the radio, and then engineers and people from the telecoms, Time Warner, would come to rodeos and car dealerships and Chewy's Mexican food restaurant. Yeah, because, I mean, a couple nights a week sometimes I would go do a remote, because that's how I got paid. I would get a small percentage of the remote. And it's everybody at the radio station loved to do remotes, so they'd have the sports show, you know, from like 3 to 6 on, and then I would come on from these remotes. And the more NSA documents I got, that was the age of whistleblowing. God, where are all those documents? I used to shred them afterwards. I didn't like keeping them around. And I didn't even understand this stuff, what these engineers were telling me. All of it came out with Snowden. But the stuff they were giving was even bigger and more insane. And I would get on air and say all the Scientific Atlantic Time Warner cable boxes nationwide have microphones in them listening to you. People didn't believe it. Of course, I busted one open on Access TV on air and showed folks the microphone and you know where the engineer told me it was at. And then I delivered it back to HEB saying it was broken. I needed a new one. Because that's how you did it back then. You dumped them off. And the person said, why is it broken open? I said, you got to watch my TV show to figure that one out, lady. I got death threats over that one. I mean, really mean ones. Like, you like what we did in the parking lot that time? You pull one more thing like that, you're going to get it. And it's weird when you're 25 years old and a full-grown, mean-sounding man is saying, you do one more thing, buddy, and they've got an unlisted phone number threatening you, and there's nothing coming up on the caller ID. I mean, they would become violently angry at that point that microphones were in the... But you know what? The public had cognitive dissonance. They would just say, Alex is the loon. There's no microphones in the thing. And then people would come to my house even, you know, 15 years ago, and they first started putting the cameras in the laptops and computers. Apple's had it early on, and why do you got the thing covered? And I'd say, oh, they watch you over those. Oh, they do? Are the black helicopters going to get me? Because everybody knows that's a mega police state. Everybody knows that would never happen in America. Well, we again broke, and I'm covering this after calls, with the blueprints from a whistleblower who hand-delivered the data files through the intermediary to our person. I mean, people had to meet literally in parking lots. Remember Matt Drudge tweeted earlier this year, maybe it was last year, that journalists have to now meet, like in the old days, in parking garages? Like Deep Throat during the whole Watergate situation? With Woodward and Bernstein? And that's because the people working in this, they know they're under surveillance. And see, that means the political class is all scared. The political class has known for decades this is going on. And they're told, shut up if you want your pension, go along with it. And now Obama meets with the cops last week, that was in mainstream headlines, and ask them, don't tell the public what we've got. The license plate readers, the data mining systems, the cell phone tracking. But it's beyond that. I learned, because one of these engineers called me, because once one was telling me, everybody was telling me, hey, we put in a couple hundred of them a few years ago in 96. We're now going to put in hundreds of microphones. We're going to call them gunshot detectors. Here's where you find the federal grant that Kay Bailey Hutchison got passed in the Senate. And sure enough, I reported it, and a week later, to whitewash it, the Statesman had a cover story in Metro and State, and it's in my film Police at 2000, saying, oh, gunshot detectors come to areas of Austin to detect gunshots. They don't detect gunshots. Sure, they can use it to try to triangulate. It's used to listen to you at shotgun microphones that can listen to you at hundreds of yards away. And now the companies admit that. Okay, there's now thousands of microphones and thousands of hidden cameras in Austin. And now the Austin police chief wants to wire quote your business in so you can see crimes, which sounds reasonable till you realize the globalists are using it to corner the market, control the economy, and will use it to tax people by the mile in the future, and it's a technocracy. And see, I'm here to even decompartmentalize people like Art Aceveda, who goes along with all this when he's in meetings with Obama in closed doors, as he admittedly has been in, up at the White House with other top police chiefs. Austin's like the 10th biggest city in the country now, isn't it? Hanging out with the president, and they're saying, don't tell people about this. This is important. We need you to be part of the big cover-up. So next time he comes in, we do have some systems to keep you safe, Alex, but we cannot discuss those. Just give me a break, man. Give me a break. The border's wide open. The government ships in the narcotics. The big banks launder the money. Stop it, stop it, stop it. And now Chicago Tribune. New sensors will scoop up big data on Chicago streets. They will record digital address of every device in live time, tracking the whole history of where you went and what you did. Totally illegal, totally violates your rights. But beyond that, there's microphones in it. But don't worry, it's sculptures. It's sculptures to keep you... Oh, it's beautiful. And the whole article is about how beautiful the sculpture is. You're not against art, are you? And, of course, they're blasting you with electromagnetic radiation. By the way, the Toronto Star and the Baltimore Sun both reported more than 15 years ago about how DARPA was testing hidden antennas with soothing energy wavelengths to calm publics during time of distress. And now DARPA has admitted it and came out 2 weeks ago and said, we do want to put brain chips in everybody who's upset. And not just them. If you want to be in black ops now, we want you to have it. And, of course, what do they call, what is a Call of Duty's slogan? The future is black. That means secret armies that can be flushed down the toilet. It isn't cool to be in black ops, ladies and gentlemen. But all our young people, oh, black ops. Soon all they'll be is black ops. A secret army. Everyone a spy. Everyone recruited. So you can be spied on more closely. You're a doctor. You're a lawyer. You're a top scientist. You've been recruited by the CIA, or they've tried. You've been recruited by the FBI. Not because they want you to help save the country. They want to watch your butt. Now, I will tell you, there are still good people at the state level in states like Texas and Tennessee, Arizona, and a few others. Montana, Wyoming, Missouri to a certain extent. Oklahoma. Where people aren't perfect, but they love their kids and don't want to be under pure evil and are physically upset by it. Maybe it's because their ancestors fought King George, I don't know. But the issue is, the state of Texas was preparing an emergency plan when the government got rid of the border to stop at least the criminals and the drug gangs with the armored vehicles, tanks, and gunboats. And I didn't believe it when the senator first talked about it on air, another senator gave me intel 6 months ago that, no, you'd seen them deployed. And I've been told the stories about the Mexican Marines are operating on both sides. We broke that 5 years ago. And they're throwing drug cartel people out of helicopters. But that's only drug cartels that aren't paying their cut. So when your family members who are in the U.S. Army, U.S. Marines, are with the Mexican Marines, the Mexican Army's totally corrupt. It's not involved. That's actually on the other side. Los Zetas fights them. Los Zetas was founded by the CIA on record 10 years ago to run all this, and it's come out in federal court documents. This is all a war over who controls the Mexican government, Wall Street or their own El Jefes down there. It's a civil war in the drug cartels, and our government is the ultimate drug cartel. And whenever people get busted, U.S. soldiers carrying out these ops, they just get in trouble like, oh, they were doing it on their own. But it came out in federal court of top Los Zetas operatives. They're really CIA. There's the headline report. New American CIA working with Mexican drug cartels, of course. And if you join the U.S. Army now, you're being rotated. Well, they only take seasoned folks for this. I know I've got family down there. I'm just going to leave it at that. They've got that Eurocopter is what they're using, not U.S. Blackhawks. So it's top that the back opens up and they can all run off. And it's just full-on war down there, just bleh, slaughtering, machine gunning, throwing people out of helicopters every day, just bleh, everything blowing up, just total death. And this average person has no idea what's going on. The public, just take your cancer shots, drink your fluoride, and get ready to get in a coffin and watch some sports. Let's go to some phone calls. Diane in NEB, Nebraska, formerly in the U.S. What FEMA region are you in, Diana?
Actually, I forgot to look it up, Alex. I used to know. I want to say 5 or 6, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think you might be in 8. Can we look up the FEMA regions? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling the last couple years, especially just the last couple months here. I've been thinking more and more about this dream I had in the spring of 2001, and I remember it because it was so striking and because I was living in a place that was very remote, and it was the first time I'd ever lived out in the middle of nowhere. And anyway, in the dream, when I came into it, I wasn't seeing like everything that's going on now. I was catching the back end of it. And it was at the end of a very, very, very long war, whether it was just a civil war or world war, I don't know.
By the way, you are in FEMA Region 8, just so you know. Go ahead.
8. Okay, thank you. I'll remember that for next time.
Well, it's good to know where you are in the former U.S., because admitting that is half the battle.
Oh, yeah, I'm there, definitely.
No, I'm saying we got to explain to the public. When I say deep behind enemy lines, I mean, I'm not joking. I'm in occupied New World Order, former United States. They now plan to mop up the media and the rest of us. So, I mean, it's just full on. And the enemy's operation is so over the top, only admitting the full horror can stop them. Go ahead.
Well, that's why I keep thinking of this dream, because in the dream there was really nothing left. I don't even know. I was still there. Now, whether I was in body or there in spirit, I don't know. But there was definitely much less than 5% of.
You know, it's funny. In my whole life, I've had dreams that come true, sometimes 10 years later, sometimes 10 years later, sometimes a week later. And I've told people about them. They don't happen very often. They're always very upsetting. You feel like you've been somewhere. It's very scary. And, I mean, nothing really scares me, folks. These dreams do. And sometimes it's like I'm walking down a path I've never been on, and a guy comes out and mugs me, and they're wearing the exact shirt. It's the same guy. Or a family member dies, you know, stuff like that. I've had a recurring dream that I would have when I was first about to get on air in about 1994, 95, of trying to get somewhere in the Texas Hill Country and pulling up on Mexican troops at a checkpoint, and having to look at my rifle and making the decision, and I'm going to leave the rest of the dream alone. And I remember even in the dream, I was like old, my back was hurting, not real old. I remember I was a different person. It was like the dream is so advanced, it's like you're even smarter in the dream. Like it's in a, you know, like sixth dimension able to time travel, they think, in the brain is what describes that phenomenon of prescient dreams of like precognition. And then I'm getting the rifle and making the decision because I've got kids with me that I've got to go ahead and, because I can't go where they're taking me. And there's the knowledge they've been... No, that's a hypothetical book I'm writing before the New York Times picks it up. I'm just joking. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, my dream, the strange thing was there really was, except for one low-level spy, there really was not any New World Order left. That's not to say they weren't underground in some of their deep underground crystal palaces or whatever they have down there. But there was one... older man, looked like a professor guy, still wore a cardigan sweater, and he was a spy, but he didn't really have anyone to report to, so that was the strange thing. But what was even stranger was, like I say, this had probably gone on, this war or craziness, complete dismantling of civilization.
No. The official British Ministry of Defense report, you're absolutely right, from 2007 predicts total collapse and just mass death by the billions. Just type in flash mobs, brain chips is our future. London Guardian wrote a big article on it. You can read the full report. And it's just incredible when you actually read it for yourself. And now the Pentagon says, but that's the plan, but they want to stop it. No. They tell the compartmentalized Pentagon people they're trying to stop it so they don't understand it's being engineered. Just like troops killing drug cartel people don't understand they're compartmentalized, only taking out the rival cartel of the Federal Reserve. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, is this a prescient dream? Have you ever had prescient dreams before?
Yes, and a lot of times they have come to pass, and I'm hoping this one doesn't. It stuck with me a long time after I had it. But also what was unusual was, even though, and people were beyond homeless. There were still some buildings standing, but people had just been nomadic for so long that homeless wasn't even really a reality anymore. Everyone was just so used to kind of traveling in packs or solo. But at the same time, there wasn't
Well,
a
that's
lot
why
of-
everybody's buying food and getting weapons and everything, is they can sense that things are collapsing, things are being shut down by design, things are, and I mean, literally, most of Latin America and Africa is what you just described. So there's tiny islands in Europe, some of the Middle East, some areas of Asia, Russia, and North America, Australia, New Zealand. Everywhere else is literally dead bodies on the ground, skulls, armed gangs running around, and people just living in huts being bitten by mosquitoes. And you know, Ceylon's predicting America will collapse. I mean, they're all preparing us for this while they survive it in armored compounds and redoubts above and below ground. And that's why we've been warning everybody. God bless you, ma'am. And you know, everybody should talk about this prescience. And I'm telling you, folks. I'm telling you that you don't have to believe I had that dream or not. And let's just hypothetically for the media say I was joking. It's funny. I'm thinking about writing a fiction book along those lines. I'm really not going to start telling you what I really think, folks. Just the point is that, if you notice how we know about all this stuff, the point is expanding on all of this information is that we can change this future. That's only a possible future the globalists are trying to push. If we expose are the ones behind it, they won't shut down the rest of the coal power plants. Notice the Supreme Court ruled yesterday, kind of a half-hearted deal. Oh, you need to have a little bit of, you know, check with Congress. Don't shut everything down. Because shutting them all down will be too obvious. See, I mean, even though there's evil globalists in control, the average person in the system doesn't want to kill prosperity. So there's major forces battling here. And we don't have to have this collapse happen. But we got to admit it's coming to turn it around. I mean, look at this Texas State Police trying to stop the invasion.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
before I got a bunch of emails about the sixth dimension not being the dimension of time, I'm no quantum mechanics expert, but the fourth dimension is basic time, straight line. Fifth dimension is a plane. Sixth dimension is like a cube where within this dimension you can move back and forth different points. And that's how the scientists in mainline science have computers proving prescient dreams, things like that. The problem is there's so many quacks and kooks and, you know, gypsy wagons on the side of the highway, to use the term, conning people. It's not controllable in my view. But we now have computers that electronically off of our data, the Google supercomputers, quantum computers that are able to predict the future in mass movements almost 100%. And if you're a new listener and think that sounds crazy, they've been doing it for years, but Amazon has now announced they can package your order and have it ready to ship before you order it and are, because if you're a big enough customer of them and they have enough data off the internet, they know what you're going to order before you order it. So that's what we're talking about here. The human brain can do that too. Just that we can't control it. Let's go ahead in most cases. Let's talk to Karen in Arizona. Karen, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much, Alex, for doing everything you do. We've been calling Jan Brewer's office to call out the Arizona Rangers like Rick Perry did, and they're finding all kinds of excuses why they can't do the National Guard, why they can't call out the Arizona.
It's a globalist North American Union plan to collapse the country. You tell them you're going to vote them out if they don't put troops on the border and start turning these people back to Latin America. If they don't, it'll be a full collapse of Latin America through Mexico into the U.S. that will make this look like a joke. They want to wait till the crisis is unstoppable to bring in martial law using this. Absolutely, and that's why AP finally has had to admit it is on purpose. So you're calling Congress people, and they're giving you the runaround.
We're calling Jan Brewer's
office. Governor.
The governor's office. And she's saying, oh, she can't do that. I says, yes, she can. The Constitution gives her the authority to do that. She can do it. She doesn't need Congress to do it. She can do it on her own. And now they're saying, after so many people call, well, we'll go ahead and take down your input and give it to the governor. So maybe the next solution is people going with their American flags and placards and going down to the state house.
No, I agree. The answer is going to these border patrol facilities, these holding facilities, with your own cameras and showing the world what's happening. And the fact that there's real media will make the mainstream whore media cover it, like we've done with the enemy Operation AP. So yes, go to the state house and stuff, but more importantly, go show the VA collapsing and then go show the illegals being given a red carpet. God bless you. We just put on TV screen the governor's phone number. You should be calling all of them. You should be calling Rick Perry. He said some stuff, and he's quietly done some stuff. I got to say, it's actually a decent job having some of the state police down there. It's not a total stand down, but we need to get just full state guard. I mean, this is an emergency. I mean, no country's ever done this. This is the end of the nation. I mean, this is off the chart. Pete in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Call.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, I saw a video on YouTube recently. It was basically a four-part series from Fox News that aired in November 2001, which basically showed that Israeli intelligence has control over the information networks in the USA. Now, this, I'm not like trying to be like an anti-Semite or anything.
No, I don't care.
That.
I mean, I knew right when you started talking about the Fox News.
Yeah, I was just familiar.
The dancing Israelis, what's it called? The Reserve Force of Israeli spies. They talk about that in there. I tell you what, we're going to break starting the next hour. I'm going to come right back to you to finish your question. Pete in New York, shouldn't have gone to you. We only had a minute left. I'm going to come back to you. Then Mike and others, stay with us. We've got my old buddy coming on the transmission who's running for Congress, Steve Lane, as we take action. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I remember when it aired on Fox News at the time, it was bizarre, right after 9/11. They had like a 4 or 5 part series, it's on YouTube, talking about Israeli intelligence following the supposed hijackers, dancing on buildings, videotaping. I've even interviewed one of the cops involved in the arrest years ago, the white vans, all of it. And that's something that the film I produced, Fabled Enemies, covers. For exposing that, I was then accused of working for Israel. For exposing the USS Liberty being a false flag attack on our Navy and interviewing the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the captain before he died, the first mate, all of them exposing it. The anti-Israel crowd then said that was a cover-up for Israel, because they actually aren't the anti-Israel crowd. The main virulent anti-Israel groups are almost all FBI, like Hal Turner, as I told you he was, that came out. To not have criticism of Israel be legitimate, but to just be ultra-mindless so it doesn't ever affect anybody in Israel so they'll listen. It's actually very diverse viewpoints and ideas. There's big debates now about funding Al-Qaeda and Netanyahu endorsing it. And so it's not monolithic, just like Germany's not monolithic, Mexico's not monolithic. So it gets weird whenever I talk about the Pope calling for world government. People call up and say, I work for the Catholics Church or something. Or people always call and they go, what do you know about this? Because I've gotten the call many times and I know exactly what they're talking about. I've covered it. I made a best-selling film about it as part of my cover-up, of course. I'm being sarcastic. And really what it always is a way for also not just the operatives, but other people to feel better than everyone else. Oh, Alex, he's an Israeli agent. Why, he lives in the same city as Stratford or whatever. And then, well, that proves it all. Nothing he does is good. None of it's true. Why, let's take him down, which is what Cass Sunstein, who I do think is an Israeli operative at the White House, said will infiltrate the new media and cause infighting. And that's COINTELPRO. But I am more than happy to discuss the Israeli clear involvement with cutouts with Saudi Arabia, Pakistani intelligence, U.S., NATO. I just don't think it was only Israel. Because you say Israel, it's all this global criminal cell that's in all these systems. Now, separately in those reports, Israel has one of the big contracts for a lot of the caller ID systems in the country to track calls and surveil as a major intelligence problem. And I point out that's how this country from every angle has been overtaken. Now, you got 2 minutes to talk about. Try to plug the name of the YouTube video so people can see it and give me your view on it.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. And I appreciate you talking about the Amdocs and Comverse companies that actually monitor.
Yeah, we made a film about it. It's all part of our cover-up.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex. Basically, it's Israel Spies on U.S. Part 1. There's a 4-part series, and it basically just talks about how there were 60 Israeli nationals that were arrested in connection with the 9/11 attack.
No, there's no doubt that the Israelis were, at certain levels, groups of Israelis, were working with the Saudi Arabians, the Pentagon. It was a very sick operation. Go ahead.
And you've enlightened me and opened my eyes, and I know that, you know, there's some people that are just going to say, oh, it was Jews and it was Israel. I know that's not the case. They were definitely working with other intelligence operations.
Because that's what happened. I mean, part of it was paid for by Mossad. The FBI was involved in the other part. Criminal cells in all the agencies, so they were all could be corrupted and all then blackmailed with the info. Do you know how blackmailed our government is for taking part in that now?
Yeah, I mean, it's wild. I mean, they're inclined to do things, especially on the House, in the Senate, basically all of Congress. You know, they have to bend their knee to certain aspects or else they're not going to get financed.
Do you think of how scared members of Congress are. They all know it was an inside job.
And it's not just Israelis, you know, it's other aspects, other lobbies, other,
Sure. I mean, that's my issue. I mean, if you just say Israelis, there's a whole bunch of different power structures in Israel. People don't even know which power structure that would be or subgroup. Like if you said the Vatican's doing something bad, what, all Catholics? No, it's certain, you have to identify the bad that's going on. I mean, they got Baptist churches, you know, calling for nuking the Middle East. I mean, you know, does it mean all Baptists or Christians are bad? No. It's just that there's this bad vein of staged terror out there.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply. Supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got loaded phone lines, and our guest is happy to talk to you coming up at the bottom of the next segment. If you'd like to talk to him, Steve Lane, we're going to go to Steve here in just a moment. But it just hit me during the break. The plan of San Diego during World War I was a German government plan because Germany, when it was part of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, that it was during World War I, had actually run Mexico off and on for about 40, 50 years. And the Germans would send their royalty basically over to the control of the country. That's why you get German-brewed Mexican beer like Dos Equis. It's why the railways down there are German-style. And even their signals and commands are German. Commands translated into Spanish. And the plan was by the Germans was to get the Mexicans to kill all white people, all white males 16 and older, and they launched the attack down in the Big Bend area and other areas. And it was 30 raids by Mexico into the United States trying to draw the United States out of World War One. It failed miserably, and then there were reprisals that were heavy-handed and vicious by the U.S. Army to the Mexicans in the area. But this has been going on for a long time. When the Marines went down to Mexico City, you know, the halls of Montezuma, and took over, going back in the middle of the century before last, that was because Mexico was all the way up in Colorado and areas of Oklahoma claiming they controlled it, which they never even had claims to before that with Spain, and were killing U.S. Army teams. So that's where all this comes from. And now the globalists, the big megabanks that run Mexico, run the narcotics trafficking on record, launder the money, they are using the failure of Mexico, the 130,000 dead in the last 8 years, and Latin America below Mexico, below southern North America, Central and South America imploding into depression. The Caribbean crime levels are 4, 5, 10 times higher. The Bahamas are a war zone now of just criminal activity. It used to be safe. Other islands that were totally safe are becoming dangerous. The whole world's sinking into crisis. And I'm going to shoot a special report today that will air later in the week, maybe even next week, dealing with the accelerated global collapse. But I wanted to talk to Steve Lane first about that subject, what he would do on that front, and what he would do if he gets into Congress. But it's great to get him on because I know him well. I know he's a great guy, family man, engineer, teaches construction at the university, Air Force veteran. And I know in the demographics, he has a good chance of winning and getting into Congress there from the great state of Tennessee. So we're going to be talking to him in a moment. But think about this. We have our government being collapsed right now. And it's into the North American Union. It's not even Mexico. And it's total treason, and it's being done. And if this next wave gets in, all the others are going to come. It's not going to be hundreds of thousands. It's going to be millions. And Mexico is involved in a very aggressive action, not sealing their Guatemala border, working with Obama, this is on record, to bring the immigrants in on the, quote, train of death. These big trains every day, all the way up from Central and South America. As long as they don't get off, the illegals are not put in forced labor camps, as Mexico does, the New York Times reported. Mexico is conduiting this up, and the Border Patrol then gives them vouchers to go anywhere they want in the country. They're released. AP was forced to admit that today, and we'll go over that article. We'll get into the NSA. We'll get into the wars. We'll get into all of it with Steve Lane. Steve Lane, off and on, co-hosted a couple different shows, some of the shows that I hosted, like Freedom Report and others, was a frequent guest on my daily weekday radio show. And he's a veteran of the U.S. Air Force, served in support of Operation Desert Shield and Operation Desert Storm. He teaches building construction at the Tennessee College of Applied Technology in Nashville. And 2 years ago, he was awarded Instructor of the Year. Steve is currently a Republican primary. His district is overwhelmingly Republican, as in the state. They have super majorities in both houses and have a Republican governor. He's running against Republican incumbent. Won't even say their name. Recently called one of the top 10 most valuable congressmen. He has recently endorsed by the Republican Liberty Caucus. And of course, that's who Steve's been endorsed by. SteveLaneForCongress.com joins us, and we've got to get him elected to Congress. But I want to get him on, and again, we'll take your calls at the bottom of the hour, in a wider area to discuss the Tea Party in Texas and Virginia with Bratt and so many others winning. The next Ted Cruz, the next Rand Paul, the next Congressman Jones, the next Justin Amash. There are so many of these great people getting elected, and it's one of our only hopes. That's why the globalists are trying to accelerate the collapse of the country with Cloward and Piven, Obamacare, shutting down the coal power plants. What is Steve Lane going to do in Congress as a bully pulpit? I mean, I can't imagine what he would do in Congress. He would be basically a well-spoken, calm Alex Jones in Congress. He knows as much as I do or more. And he joins us, SteveLaneForCongress.com. And again, He is just a great patriot. I want everybody to get behind him. Steve, I hadn't seen you in years in person. We've talked over the phone many times. You've been busy up there with family like I've been busy down here. So much has happened. You heard me do that long intro. What do you have to say?
Do you realize it has been 15 years since we've been on the air together? I was thinking about it just before we went on. Somebody asked me that same question.
Amazing, buddy. Well, listen, let's talk about all the stuff we've been through. You're not just some new libertarian, Republican, conservative Tea Party guy coming along. You've been involved for about 16, 17, 18 years in the liberty movement, the proto-liberty movement. And let's get into what you would do as a congressman with all these issues.
Well, that's correct. Actually, I was thinking back, reflecting, getting ready for this interview, thinking about the first time you and I had met. I had heard you on the radio. I was working in construction at the time and heard an ad for you on KGFK. And a friend of mine and I, we wondered, is this guy for real? You know, is he, does he do this just, you know, to get ratings, or is he for real? And you were appearing at the Downsized Government Conference. I'm sure you remember that. And took the trip over to Austin to see you in person. And people need to know you are exactly who you are on the air. That's the friend I've gotten to know personally. And they're not getting anything contrived. You're a very real person. And found that out very quickly. And I wanted to get involved. You have an amazing talent, Alex, for breaking through media conditioning and getting people to think independently, oftentimes for the first time in their lives. And that's exactly pretty much what you had done with me. I started questioning things from the mainstream media immediately after starting to listen to you and challenging those things. I just always accepted things that on CNN that they were factual, and found out through experiences getting involved in activism that it's actually the opposite. Very rarely does the mainstream media report things factually. They always tend to have an agenda, always tend to have a direction they want to take things rather than just presenting facts and let those fall where they may.
And for those that don't have the TV on right now, who aren't watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv or the free feeds at Infowars.com/show, we're showing footage of you holding the UN flag while I cut it up, because the state police said there was a burn ban, so we couldn't burn the UN flag as we did every UN day. So they said just cut it up with a knife, and it turned out to be more dramatic than burning it. We're going to play that clip coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, not only that, but as you recall, burning is the appropriate treatment, appropriate way to retire a flag. And I think in retrospect, I'm glad we didn't burn it. That's not the way to treat the UN flag. We don't want to treat it with reverence. We want to treat it with all the disrespect we possibly can.
We want to wipe our butts with it.
That wouldn't have made for a very good video, I don't think.
Oh, my gosh, it's the Michelle Obama toilet paper. Getting serious here, bro. It's all coming true. I can't believe that the patriots that woke us up were so right, like Ron Paul and those that came before him. Do you think we have a chance to turn this around because we did get a jump on them?
I really do. And if I didn't think we had a chance, obviously I wouldn't be running for office. At the same time, I think we have a responsibility to our kids and our grandkids. You know, I have six kids. I now have a grandbaby. I don't know if you know that. My 21-year-old daughter,
incredible.
Karen, shout out to Karen, by the way. She just gave birth to little Emery, and beautiful, healthy baby. She was born 5 weeks early, but not a thing wrong with her.
Congratulations, brother.
Or anything. Yeah. So we have a responsibility to them at the very least to try. We've got to be able to look back, regardless of what the future holds, to be able to say, you know, we got to be able to look them in the eye and say we did everything we possibly could do. And that's part of this. But in addition to that, no, I genuinely believe it can be turned around. It didn't get this way overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take years, if not decades. But I do see things trending in the right direction. You had mentioned some folks that have gotten elected, Justin Amash, Congressman Tom Massey, Raul Labrador. These are all guys that are moving things in the right direction. And you asked what I would do in Congress. I see my role as kind of two roles, actually. Number one, kind of a forward air observer. I think one of the ways to restore the republic is to strengthen state and local governance, and most importantly, self-governance. And I think one of the ways that we can do that is, as a congressman, I could see kind of giving our state and local officials heads up of what's taking place in Congress, so that they can be anticipatory with the things they do.
That's what congressmen should be. That's why the senators used to be elected by the legislature. Exactly. So they were forward observers, but the 17th Amendment got rid of that the same year we got the income tax and the Federal Reserve 100 years ago. I think that's a great idea to say, since we don't have the Senate anymore, it's imperial, we should see our representatives of the House more like forward observers.
Absolutely. And we can help our state and local governments and the people kind of gird themselves against federal overreach. The second thing I think...
Stay there. Steve Lane, we're coming back. Steve Lane for Congress.com. Give him your Twitter account. I just tweeted you.
Oh, at Lane for TN. LaneFortn.
All right, we're going to plug it when we come back again. Straight ahead, Steve Lane is our guest. He'd make a crackerjack liberty-based congressman. He's running against an establishment type. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Thank you.
become your masters of war. Here they build the big guns.
Lane4TN, or Tennessee is his Twitter. His website, stevelaneforcongress.com. I think people should go there and support this guy, or you're totally insane. He's a great dad, grandfather as well. And it's, again, at Lane4TN right there. He needs to get a lot of followers. He's basically just now launching his campaign. I've talked to him for months about this. He's got the demographics to win. And the way they sell the incumbent is, oh, he's an establishment person like Cantor. He can get things done. We need senior people to bring back stuff to the state. The same Republican leaders that won't control the border. We need a rebellion, and we need to overthrow the Republican Party establishment and the Democratic Party establishment and elect grassroots people that don't want to suicide the country. Lane's website is stevelaneforcongress.com. And I want people to go there. I want them to volunteer, donate. I know that we're on, I don't know, like six stations at least, all over Tennessee, including in his district. So everybody needs to support Steve Lane. And bottom line, he'll educate folks in the campaign. But, Steve, you got a good chance of winning. I mean, I'm endorsing you right here. I know people can go find your videos on YouTube, you interviewing Tony Brown, you name it, you know, just really eloquently breaking down the ideas of liberty 18 years ago. On TV with myself. We're going to play a clip coming up. You standing right there while I'm cutting up the UN flag. But the whole issue here is they're killing the country right now. Look at the Republicans are doing nothing about the border right now. Boehner and the rest of them. So we need to get you in there. But before you get to your second point, forward observer there for the states to return balance to the federal system. Before we get to your second point, tell us about why people should vote for you in the demographics. You have a really good chance of winning in the primary if our audience especially gets behind you.
Absolutely. You'd mentioned earlier, I think maybe somebody typed it wrong, the incumbent I'm up against is one of the top 10 most vulnerable congressmen.
Yeah, that's what I thought. When I read that, I thought it was backwards because you told me he was one of the most vulnerable. And then I read that and thought, did Steve send us this bio? I apologize.
I might have mistyped it, but yeah, I did. But top 10 most vulnerable. He's had some controversy in his past.
No, I read it wrong. I'm looking at it again. It is top 10 most vulnerable. Anyways.
There's been a little controversy in his past. I think what your listeners would be interested in knowing is that Speaker John Boehner not only supports him, he contributed, his PAC gave over $5,000 to the incumbent that I'm up against. In addition to that, the current majority leader that took over for Eric Cantor, he's also contributed to the incumbent's re-election campaign. So these are big supporters of his. Daryl Issa is another one. You know, he is bought and paid for, I believe, by House leadership. And so I think that's almost reason enough alone to get him thrown out. As far as myself, why they should vote for me, you know, thank you very much for the ring endorsement. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm the exact opposite. I can't be bought and paid for. I'm a very issue-driven guy. I don't care if there's a D or an R in front of your name. I'm going to work with folks that'll work on the issues of freedom and liberty and the Constitution. And as long as they'll do that, if they'll embrace those issues, I'm going to work with them.
I think it's fair to say you probably 99% agree with, say, a Ron Paul.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I got to say, I really like. It's funny. I don't. I certainly don't try and copy Senator Rand Paul or anything like that. But we're operating in parallel tracks. It's pretty fascinating. A lot of times I'll do things for, say, reaching out to new folks. I always say, you know, if you want to grow the church, you got to reach out to the unchurched. And so the Republican Party, I am in a Republican primary. You do have to choose a party. And the Republican Party most closely aligns with my personal beliefs. And I believe the Republican Party is trending the right direction, although I'm still not completely satisfied with where it's at. But we need to be reaching out to all sorts of demographics. And I see Senator Rand Paul doing that. I also see his willingness to not compromise ideals, but understand you don't always have to throw the 80-yard touchdown pass. You can chew up, you know, 3 and 5 yards at a time. So as long as you're moving everything the right direction, then I think that's the most important thing we can be doing.
A long segment's coming up. We're going to play a clip, get into some calls, talk about how you want to be a forward observer. And I get in a hurry to get to somebody, and then I butcher bios. It was not you that sent it wrong. It's he's running against Republican incumbent, recently called one of the top 10 most vulnerable congressman. I was thinking of you as being most valuable, so my brain twisted that. And then you, Steve Lane, were recently endorsed by the Republican Liberty Caucus. I know the Ron Paul folks like you as well. RLC.org. People can see that. SteveLaneForCongress.com. Folks, you can go find his videos online. You can, he's going back 18 years working with me. I probably had dinner with him 50 times. You know, good friends with him, know his family. And I just, it's so great he's running for Congress and he's got a super good chance of winning. And I just can't wait to be able to call up and go, Steve Lane, come on the show, Congressman, and tell us what's going on. It's going to be so exciting. Because we've already got so many other great congressmen and people up there. I don't get most of them on, even though I can, just because I don't want to get them a bunch of political heat.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate.
And I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo's on my mind.
Cannot get enough George Strait, ladies and gentlemen. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antone. Another piece of Texas legend.
Amarillo by morning.
Let's hear a little bit more of that.
Up from San Antone. Everything that I got.
got my integrity, and I've got basic liberty. Again, folks, thank you so much for joining us. Well, that's not a way to end George Strait with it, just cutting out. Again, folks, we are here and broadcasting worldwide. I really appreciate you joining us today. And we are talking to Steve Lane, my old buddy, who I want to get back on the show just for his commentary soon to talk about what's happening in the world. Don't forget, this hour is brought to you by the great folks at InfidelBodyArmor.com. So stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47, M4, 30-06, 308, more. Chromatic or ceramic armor stops 6 rounds. What about the 7th? Fits medium to XXL. Rated to level 3 armor. Made in the USA and owned by veterans, InfidelBodyArmor.com. The system does not want you to have this, obviously. Get it today. And then, also, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. The best quality storable foods. Last more than 2 decades. Non-GMO. Great customer service. All the other high-quality key preparedness items you need. Heirloom seeds, emergency survival food, water filtration, survival provisions. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And then, of course, InfoWarsStore.com. And, folks, when you're in person with me, I get wound up sometimes. But I'm usually pretty calm, except when I'm on air. But I get up here, and I'm covering all this news, and the border wide open, and death trains with people falling off from Latin America by the tens of thousands a day, and total bedlam, and highway checkpoints having my rights taken away, and NSA spying, and microphones being put on street corners, and it being announced by the Chicago Tribune. I mean, it's crazy. I get excited and get fired up. But it's good to have folks that are calm like Steve Lane out there running for Congress as well. StevelaneForCongress.com. Follow him on Twitter as well by going to that site. He has it right there on the front page. Volunteer. Tennesseans need to get behind this guy and get rid of the neocon. Because I know the guy he's running against, the incumbent, is associated with Cantor and all those blue bloods. Let's send him a message that the treason is starting to come to an end. StevelaneForCongress.com. I could not think of a better candidate for Congress because I know this guy so well. Talked to him on the phone a couple times a year since he moved to Tennessee 15 years ago. Right before he moved, he came over to the house and we had some iced tea and talked before he went up there. And he said he was going to get politically active up there. And, well, he's been doing that, folks, promoting true liberty ideas across the party system and helping try to restore the republic. I want to play a clip before we go back to Steve that they found on YouTube. There's a whole bunch of videos of Steve hosting different TV shows on YouTube and on TV with myself. But this particular clip is yours truly slicing up a UN flag on UN Day in front of the Texas Capitol. You'll see Steve Lane to the right helping hold the flag. Let's go ahead and go to some of this vintage audio and video of yours truly and Steve Lane.
We need somebody to come hold this flag while we shred it.
All right, let's all hold it.
We say to tyranny in the United Nations.
Get it, Alex.
Death to the New World Order. Death the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
United Nations.
We stand for this country, and we will defend it. The United Nations is a tyrannical, authoritarian, propaganda arm and military arm of international control.
It's got to be about 97.
We refuse to submit. That's all that's going to be left of the UN if they keep pushing their lies. The loss of U.S. sovereignty has gone too far.
And now we see the border being collapsed. Got a good old hillbilly music playing.
Get another one.
I'm wearing a shirt that looks like a 4th of July picnic tablecloth.
What's Jeff Davis at?
Oh, good old Jeff. We need to get him back on the show. Oh, my gosh. That's enough. Get that off of there. Oh, my gosh. I hadn't seen that in a long time. Steve, it's really fun, isn't it?
It really is. I can hear Mike Hansen in the background, too. You can hear him.
Oh, my goodness.
That's yours to my old producer, for the listeners don't know. Your listeners know Mike well, though, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm going to shut up now because I've been, you know, I'll gibber. I'm the same as I was 18, 19 years ago. Get into your plan again, what you would do in Congress. Start over at point number one.
Well, actually, a couple of things. You know, first of all, you always have the best bumper music. You always have had, and you're quite the crooner. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Your listeners don't know this, but I've been texting Alex pretty heavy trying to get him to appear at our karaoke fundraiser we're going to be having July 10th, which people can hear more about when we start really promoting it heavy. But If they'll just Google Liberty Karaoke, it's been taking place. This is something
showing folks at Libertarians party like nobody else.
Yeah, there's a hometown guy here from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where I live, and he lives and works in D.C. now. And he just on his own, he likes to do karaoke at an Irish bar around the corner from where he works. And he just got this idea, hey, I'm going to invite some folks and try and raise some money for Justin Amash. And it was a smashing success, and it got a lot of inside the
building. And now they say that's what got Brat most of his money, and the socialists are getting really mad. See, they don't want us to have fun. They want us all stuffy, you know, hanging around with a bunch of blue bloods. No, that's all over.
And you're right. It was just a lot of small donations, what it is, which is critical to campaigns like ours. And it's interesting you brought up Brat earlier. His campaign manager, Zach Werrell, and I actually are in the same graduating class of campaign management school at a wonderful organization called Leadership Institute. And so we've kind of had eyes inside that campaign. They employ a lot of similar techniques to what we're doing. We're not just trying to change who goes to Washington. We're trying to change the path to Washington. And by that, I mean, instead of the old way of you run for city council, you run for county commission, you run for state house, those effectively become farm teams for big government conservatives.
It's very exciting. You know, Steve, your Skype was great till we got you on air today. We're gonna go to phone right now. We're gonna call you on phone right now because it's degraded. That's Steve Lane. And Steve, anytime you want to fly down here, buddy, and be in studio, you can come co-host the show with me one day. How's that sound? Hell, we'll buy you a plane ticket if we got to. So get your butt down here to Austin, and we'll get you in studio. That way, the audio and video will go out. Hooker by crook, or the water doesn't raise over Bear Creek, as they say. Water don't raise. You don't even say rise. Water don't raise over Bear Creek. I better watch it. I'm going to really start talking like a hillbilly, ladies and gentlemen. See, I have to have my British accent on here today for folks. But we're reconnecting with Steve Lane. By the way, just a plug here real fast. We have the new Molon Labe belt buckles in that I came up with a concept for and that our designers then basically helped finish. And they are kind of like cowboy belt buckles, but look a lot better. They're not as ornate. They're just very manly. We've got them in nickel bronze and in straight bronze, made in the USA, veteran company. And we're almost sold out of the George Washington belt buckles, and that's it for them. This is limited edition. These Molon Labe will sell quick. It's the same design as the Molon Labe men and women's T-shirts. Nobody has got a Molon Labe design this good, and these cost about half the cost of a regular nickeled pure bronze belt buckle, and they're numbered 1 to 500. The George Washington are almost sold out, ladies and gentlemen. And these Molon Labe will sell it very quickly. There's 500 of the bronze, 500 of the nickel-plated bronze. It's not actually plated. It's a different process. And it's just as good as it gets, straight up. It's a great conversation piece, and I now wear this belt buckle all the time. I don't wear cowboy boots probably one or two days a week, or I'm out in the woods or something. But more and more I'm wearing my cowboy boots and wearing my Molon Labe belt, but you can wear it even with dress slacks, you name it. It's a great way to start conversation pieces. InfoWarsStore.com, all made in America, made in 1776.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. And you don't just get some great apparel to meet like-minded people made in America. You fund a hardcore liberty tip of the spear that is setting the precedent, forcing the AP to admit the government shipping the illegals in and freeing them. This is seismic. Now Congress will be forced to act. They can't deny it. We're hitting them. We're hitting them hard. Mid-air refueling. Fund us today. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Go to SteveLaneForCongress.com. Now I want to go to some calls, Steve, and I hope I don't know if I can go to your karaoke thing. You'll do it. That'll be important to do and be a lot of fun. Come here, we'll raise you the money, buddy. Or we'll, send folks to you that'll do that. Now, get into your planks right now. Start back over at number one.
Well, the biggest thing that I'm working on is we need to reduce our debt. We're leaving just the most crushing debt. It's unimaginable. Most people can't fathom what it means to have even $17 trillion in debt, and that's only getting worse. We need to just stick to the enumerated powers of the Constitution in order to do that. If you look at Article 1, Section 8, it outlines 18 enumerated powers in the Constitution. Most fall roughly into two categories. That is
interstate commerce and national defense. And if we start moving things back to those enumerated powers, we can truly cut spending. I propose what's called the penny plan. You'll notice we use penny logo everywhere, everything we do, for a lot of reasons. One of them is the idea of not one more red cent in debt. The other one is Connie Mack, who used to be a congressman in Florida and tried to run for Senate but was unsuccessful. He had developed something called the Mack penny plan. Now it's just called the penny plan. And the idea is you freeze the budget in year one, don't spend any more, don't spend any less. Then in the four successive years, you cut one penny of every dollar out of the budget. And by year four or five, depending on which projections you look at, you end up with a balanced budget. So it's a very simple plan, something that everybody can understand. And if we get back to those enumerated powers, the Constitution, you know, shift that power back to the states and local governance, then it would be easy to do those kind of cuts at the federal level.
Absolutely. And we know you're on the penny plan, or you'd have a better telephone. I'm just joking.
Actually, hey, quick shout out to three people, if you don't mind. One, Cornerstone Computers. They were kind enough to let us use their internet connection. They actually...
Hi, Mom.
Have the most reliable. The second one is Deb Thompson, amazing fan of yours, Alex. You have no idea what a huge fan she is of yours down in southern Tennessee, and a big fan of the campaign. And also Keith Ray, another huge fan of yours. He is trying so hard to figure out a way to get you here on one of the local stations. He's always lobbying to get that done.
Well, it's been happening. We're on like six or seven now in Tennessee, most of the major cities. Now let's shift gears. What would you do about the death trains? Obama clearly trying to bankrupt things to bring in total socialism, bankrupt the states, Obamacare, shut down the power plants, all these wars, funding Al-Qaeda, ISIS, opening the borders up. I mean, this is treason. The Border Patrol paying to give the illegals vouchers to ship them into the country. You get here, and the Border Patrol basically changes your baby's diaper, it heats the milk, and then it ships them deeper into the country. I mean, what would you do as a congressman?
My opponent is constantly telling people that he's against amnesty, yet he voted for the DREAM Act in 2010, which, for those of your listeners who don't know, it provides the children of illegal immigrants with all sorts of benefits, and that makes the U.S. kind of a magnet for that sort of thing. But I have two ways of looking at immigration. Number one, there's the issue of controlling our own borders. That's a national security issue. One of the few just powers that can be authorized by the United, or excuse me, used by the United States, and that is, I think it's fascinating. We have troops patrolling the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, but our borders are effectively wide open. So I think the border has to be addressed first, border security, not just for immigration.
Sure. But what I'm saying is, you ought to call for the impeachment of Obama. Folks need red meat, and that's reality. People should be being arrested. The president is saying, come up here, and when they get here, the Border Patrol secretly is paying to ship them deeper and just turn them loose. They're not even holding them. We have them. They are definitely telling them to come to be voters. They're caught. Obama could be destroyed right now.
Yeah, and then the second part of that is once we've secured the borders, if we eliminate the welfare state, we stop making it a magnet for illegal immigrants.
Well, Steve, imagine if you had an Obama phone right now, it would work better than the one you've got.
You know, it's funny.
He gave us a phone. He'd do more.
I heard a comedian say one time, if you elect Obama, cell phone coverage would get better. So that's pretty good.
I remember them saying, no, I know how Tennessee is, even a lot of the cities and stuff. It's very rural, big mountains, not a lot of internet, really bad cell phone. Very beautiful state, though. And you got plenty of firework resellers as shops and plenty of liquor stores.
You know, moonshine's legal here now. So we've always had it, but they just made it official. So it's a great place to live. And I really believe, I'm not just saying this, I really believe I get to campaign in the prettiest district in the state. It's the largest in terms of square miles. It's a big platform.
Well, you got great barbecue, Tennessee barbecue, Memphis barbecue. I love Texas barbecue, but my mouth started watering when I thought about some of that Memphis barbecue.
It's pretty good. I miss my Texas barbecue, but at least we have some Memphis-style barbecue to kind of replace it. So, yeah, it's a great place to live.
Well, I know why Memphis is the number one fattest city in the U.S., so knocking out San Antonio. I'd weigh 900 pounds if they had barbecue like that around here.
You know, you can see in the video, I lost 42 pounds about a couple years ago. I just started eating clean, eating right. I didn't eat less. took up boxing. I love it. Got a passion for it. I wish I could do it a lot more. Campaigning keeps me out of the gym, unfortunately. But so far, I haven't gained a bunch of weight, so that's good news, too.
We're going to come back and take some phone calls, and I'm going to string a piece of string up at Tennessee so we can talk to Steve clearly. Steve, your punishment for having a bad phone today is that you have to fly down to Austin, Texas, and be in studio and talk about issues with us.
I'll do it. Absolutely.
That's your punishment. Look, I'm serious. We wonder why the Republican leadership isn't going for impeachment now. They've got it on this border thing. Obama's been caught. They've ordered them to ship the illegals in. We've got ICE people saying they've been given the orders. It's nationwide. It's treason. And you need to run on that because people want hardcore. I know the political advisors will say, you know, just point out that foreign governments, you know, have us controlling their borders, and Iraq has better border security than we have in Afghanistan. And, you know, and we need to, you know, that's one thing the Fed should be taking care of. We know that, brother. The point is that Obama, instead of doing his duty, has lowered the drawbridge and is inviting people in and saying free tickets and free welfare if you can get here. It is an act of war against this country, brother. I mean, literally. So would you join former Congressman Barr when he gets back in? He says he's going to move for impeachment. Will you join Barr if you get in as a freshman congressman to impeach this tyrant?
Absolutely. I think there's plenty to go on. The Republican Party is in a weird position, and I want to remind your listeners that I'm running in a Republican primary, that the situation they concern themselves with is, well, what happens if you try to impeach the first black president? But I think
who cares? I don't care if he was green or purple or white. I'm sick of him.
Right.
And that doesn't work. He's incredibly unpopular with all of his, minionship. And listen, here's the deal. They say, oh, he's unpopular. Let's run against that. He's going to destroy the country before then. Two more years.
Yeah.
He'll say,
lawlessness can't be ignored anymore.
He'll stay, you know, your new nickname with that phone's Aquaman. It sounds like you're calling us from 50 feet under the water. Stay there, Steve. No, I'm having fun with it. I love it. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Your phone calls are coming up. We'll do some overdrive.
Every business owner knows how tough it is to get financing for their business. Whether the cash is needed for expansion, repairs, or growth, when you need financing, you need a reliable source. Banks are happy to hold your deposits, but don't bother to ask them for a business loan. For 10 years, Merchant Capital Source has been helping small businesses just like yours get the money they need. If your business needs as much as $250,000, Merchant Capital Source can deliver in as little as 3 to 5 days, even if you have poor credit. If you've been in business for 6 months and produce at least $15,000 in monthly sales, there's a good chance you'll qualify. At Talk About Hassle Free, we don't need to see your tax returns, financial statements, or business plans. Rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. Join the thousands of business owners who've learned the secret of using Merchant Capital Source to meet their capital needs. Log on to mccash.com right now for a free quote. That's mccash.com or call 800-296-0772. That's 800-296-0772. 800-296-0772.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Well, Buckley Hammond, my cousin that's been working with us as long as Steve Lane's been working with us, went over to the Big and Tall store. Walmart didn't even have 6X. Target didn't have it. 42,000 pairs, 6X for the illegal aliens from south of Mexico that bus up on a train every day. To understand, folks, you could wear this. I could wear this as a onesie, okay? I could wear this as a leotard. I mean, oh my God, we're being invaded by South American walruses. That's ridiculous. The government is shipping in 42,000 people. They're bigger than Jabba the Hutt. This country is so screwed up, man. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but it's reaching a proportion. If you're a radio listener, you can't see him. Oh my God, look at this. Oh God, I don't think I've ever laughed this hard on air. Oh my God, it's so ridiculous. So, oh my God, excuse me. Oh my God. Steve Lane, we gotta go to some calls here, but have you heard about the sailing ship size underwear that Homeland Security's getting for the illegals?
Yeah, and that is probably the hardest I've heard you laugh on air. That was pretty good.
Oh yeah, that was not a fake laugh, folks. I didn't mean to break down. They just walked in with these from the store. What do you make of that?
I don't even know where to begin. I mean, you know, obviously we tuned in before I came on the air to just make sure we had some continuity, but I was stunned. I've never heard of any such thing. It's almost nothing surprises me anymore, though.
I mean, this is an... Oh, I love Obama! I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you're fine. Hey, before I forget, too, one thing I know you asked earlier... You know, we talked about the BRAC campaign earlier, and you know, we're doing a lot of similar things. You know, he only raised $150,000, a little more than that, actually. You know, we're in the process of raising money, too. The way he did it was getting a lot of folks to donate just a little bit. And so, you know, if folks have heard anything they did today that they liked or seen anything they liked on the website, that sort of thing, I would be so appreciative if they could send 5, 10, or even 25 bucks. It's easy to do. You go to the Facebook page, click the donate button, go to the website, click the donate button. You can even, believe it or not, FEC allows you to send cash. You can send up to $100 in cash to our campaign PO box.
They allow us to, they also allow giant trains of illegals wearing giant underwear that an elephant could get into. Look at these underwear, though. This would be like a white matador cape. You ever heard of that?
Maybe they'll get some red ones next time.
Wait a minute. Anyways, well, La Raza's like to clean, so maybe they can start wearing these, like white sheets on their head. That's enough. Great point, Steve Lane. Let's go ahead. He appeared on radio show with a man wearing underwear on his head. It's your precious illegal aliens. It's racist if you're against me showing this, CNN. Let's talk to Mike in Louisiana. Mike, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Jones, future Representative Lane, congratulations on your grandchild. Can't wait to see you in office. I'm currently actively campaigning for Colonel Rob Manis here, who is libertarian-minded in Louisiana. I am an activist artist on the streets of New Orleans. And Alex... I'm going to ask my representatives to send me some underwear. I desperately need some.
Hey, that's a protest. Call and demand that you be given free Greyhound tickets and underwear.
Well, I'm
not going to... mail them your soiled underwear. I'm sorry. All right, I'm out of control. I apologize. Great point, Mike. We're going to go into overdrive. Al, Brian, Chris, Al, and others. We're coming up. Infowars.com/show for the free video feeds. Free Station doesn't carry this next hour that's coming up. Nightly news tonight,
you
7
are
o'clock.
To GCN.
I'm
going to
shoot some special stuff.
Visit GCNlive.com
today.
You've
got curtains in your bedroom. I'll be one pair of these underwear.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply. Supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We've now had the illegal alien 6'6" underwear fashion show.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Steve Lane's our guest.
And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Steve Lane's our guest. We've had really bad phone problems with him today. So we're reconnecting again. Let's go to Al in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. A great show as usual. What defines our country is its border. But what I really wanted to talk about or discuss is, I watched your David Icke show yesterday, and he's brilliant in his own right, but I listened to his perception of how humanity is being controlled through the five senses. Now this is exactly what the Bible says, but he didn't give any credit to the Bible or to God. But David realized the fact that humanity is not just led, but controlled by the sense realm. And especially today, since our technology is just leading us to this, we're observing.
No, and the atheists want to say there's nothing but what they say, making them God. I mean, I've had the local atheist group repeatedly make fun of me to my face when I used to be down at the TV studio, saying it's your religion to believe black helicopters exist. And I went, listen, I have been involved, in videotaping them and being arrested for it. And they're like, no, it doesn't exist. And I'm like, I'm in the newspaper. That's what they're making fun of. I was in the front page of the paper admitting it. And they go, no, it doesn't exist. And I'm not saying all atheists are like that, but a great point. Steve Lane, what's your take on God?
Oh, I'm a Christian. I believe the path to heaven goes through Christ. If you believe Christ is our Lord and Savior and you believe he died on the cross for our sins, then you can have eternal life. I don't think there's no question about that for me.
And by the way, Steve, I would continue with overdrive and phone calls, but I've got to go tape these special reports that they're going to do a whole video production out of on the accelerated global collapse where I'm more serious. I want to give you the next segment to host for about 6-7 minutes, cover whatever you want in the next segment, and then take a few calls. So we're just going to throw you in here because you've hosted before years ago. I think even the radio show, you finally got a good telephone. So we're going to let you host the next segment. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Now, so you don't think the state's God like Obama's been saying?
No, absolutely not.
Now, if you build a building, I know you've been a big contractor. I thought Obama built that. You didn't build that, right?
No, myself and everybody that helps out on it. There's a great video out there on, I think it's called iPencil or something, and it talks about the tens of thousands of decisions that have to be made and things that have to take place in order for a pencil to be manufactured, and it's along those same lines. Folks should watch that video. You can find it on YouTube, and it really helps people understand all the individual effort and thought and talent that that goes into manufacturing things. It's certainly it's not
well done.
Certainly it's not the government.
Well, I'm going to let you co-host with John Bowen, bringing the calls into the next segment for Rob and Chris and Alan, everybody. But let's go to Brian right now in Texas. Brian, you're on the air with Steve Lane, who's going to be our next congressman. Well, what district is it again there in Tennessee, Bub?
District 4 in Tennessee.
District 4. All right, Brian, you want to talk about One World Convention in Texas? Tell me about it.
Hello.
Hello, my friend. Master Yoda. You survived. Do you have anything you'd like to say, sir?
Are you there?
I am here, Brian.
Oh, can you hear me?
That's a joke, caller. They do that sometimes. Probably Howard Stern show calling in. Actually, I've been on Howard Stern before. I'm not bashing Howard. They do that funny thing where they call into a talk show and they go, hello. You go, yes, hello. And for like 5 minutes, yes, I'm here. You're on the air. And again, Steve, I didn't mean for you to get into a humor interview with me. About once a week, for whatever reason, my biology or the news, by the third hour, I got a little goofy. You know that, right?
No, it's not a problem. We've been working through our technical issues here. So,
do you remember Global fine. Love Cop and the other characters I would do?
I can remember all of them. I don't know if you remember this. Karen, my oldest daughter, she actually did a bumper promo for you. Remember when she was a little girl? Because you'd always say it's for the children, and she was like, I don't know, 4 or 5 at the time, and you guys recorded a bumper promo with her. It was hilarious.
I remember that. We ought to dig that up. They need a new illegal alien hero that wears big underwear as a cape. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues.
It's not Alex Jones.
It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio
Network. Steve Lane for Congress.com, and I'm signing off. for the rest of this segment, handing the baton off to Steve Lane, John Bowne. In about 5-6 minutes, we'll air traffic control Chris, Al, George, Brian, and others for quick questions or comments with Steve Lane. So we hand the baton over to Steve Lane for Congress.com. That's his new official name. And John Bowne. Here we go. Alex Jones signing off until tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Alex, thank you so much. This will be my penance for our technical difficulties.
No, you're awesome. Take it away. Go ahead, Congressman.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm going to get down there sometime. We do need to host a show together in studio.
Adios. You got 11 minutes.
Thanks, man. Well, listen, looks like Tennessee's 4th District has taken over the Alex Jones show, so a lot of folks excited down in this area. I know you got a lot of listeners. Alex has a lot of listeners down here, so we are going to be taking your calls as we move forward. I know we were talking a lot about border issues earlier and talking about the fact that my opponent I'm running against, although he claims to be for amnesty, he's definitely bought and paid for by U.S. House leadership, including receiving donations from Speaker John Boehner, who clearly favors amnesty and immigration, comprehensive immigration reform. We've got he also took money from the new House Majority Leader, who also favors amnesty type plans. And even though we've talked about that, we know my opposition to things of that nature. I want to shift gears a little bit and talk some about Common Core. This is an issue that's really big in the 4th District this year, as it is in so many places across the country. For those listeners that don't know, Common Core is basically it's an attempt by the federal government to standardize the education system all across the United States. It's just one other example of the takeover of our local education system by the federal government. I think it's what you're seeing here in the 4th District in Tennessee is it's caused the people here to just, it's hit their tipping point. We've seen federal overreach in so many areas, including education. And for whatever reason, this just seemed to really push buttons and be a bridge too far for most folks. So it's something not only I'm opposed to, I'm personally opposed to the federal Department of Education entirely. I'd like to see a phase out over a 3 to 5 year period. Five being the most, probably no less than 3. And part of the reason for that, you know, if you think about it, the Federal Department of Education was only implemented in 1979. And I think you could make the very strong case that prior to that, the greatest of all American endeavors took place prior to the creation of the Federal Department of Education. We don't need it. It takes away, it wrests local control of our education system away and puts it in the hands of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. You know, I'm a teacher. I teach building instruction. I always say if you want to fix education, it's actually very simple. You put control of the money into the hands of the people that know the names of our children, and that is the teachers, the parents, and the principals. You do that, you'll fix education. The Federal Department of Education, you look at a graph, the spending at the federal level, and plot it against test scores. The more we spend at the federal level, the worst test scores get. So Common Core is just another example of this. A lot of people are fighting Common Core. I'm happy to fight against it as well, but I'd rather get at the root cause, and that is the Federal Department of Education. If we don't get rid of the heart of the beast, then it's just going to continue to have these tentacles, and we're going to keep chopping them off, and there'll just be two more growing in its place. So I wanted to switch the topic to that a little bit. Do we have some callers on the line that maybe want to have something to add to the discussion?
Yes, Mr. Lane. We have Chris from FEMA Region 5 on the line.
Chris, you are on the air.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you, Mr. Lane. I hope everything goes well in your upcoming elections and all that.
Thank you.
Good luck on the campaign trail. But
thank
I was
you.
Really looking forward to talking to Alex about a few things going on down at the border. But you're talking more about Common Core. Which
no,
I'm not.
Run it past me. You held on the line a long time. Run it past me. I keep up on these issues awfully well, so maybe I can help.
Okay. I heard just a little bit about it. I'm not real sure about the source or where I heard it. I watch a lot of Fox News and stuff. Not saying that they're the greatest, but definitely InfoWars and Drudge got them beat by, for sure, you know, miles. But anyway, I heard a little blip about local militias going down to the border to put up a man wall. Have you heard anything about it?
No, I have not. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, we have a federal government that not only will not protect our borders, as I alluded to earlier, but they actually sue states when the states attempt to take the responsibility on themselves. So we're seeing that more and more. People are taking more and more responsibility for their governance. We call it self-governance, or at least I do. And I think when you have a federal government that neglects its responsibilities, and you have a state government whose hands are tied, you know, because of federal overreach, then I think it's perfectly understandable that people would try to take matters into their own hands to provide for their own security.
Okay. That's a pretty good answer. I also want to ask you, you know, how do you feel about the Fourth Amendment or Second Amendment for the people that are going to be voting for you?
Well, all of our Constitution is under attack. We really don't honor it anymore. You get these folks to call it a living document, which is just patently false. If it was a living document that could change with just public opinion, why did they build a mechanism into the Constitution for changing the Constitution? So it makes no sense for the folks to say, you know, it's a living document. With regards to the Second Amendment, I am a person who believes that I have a God-given right to defend my family and my property, heaven forbid, with a firearm if necessary. And I believe the Second Amendment was designed to protect that right, not give me that right. Amendments, documents don't give you right to your creator, does.
Hey, and Chris, so thanks for your call. And we're going to go to Al in Florida.
Al, you're on the air.
Hey, hello. Sorry. Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. Well, I called to talk about a specific event in Tampa, Florida. But the reality is, I think I might be able to work it into what you're saying a little bit. So you want to give me a shout at that? Let me try
to summarize. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. It has to do with traffic, driving suspended, seatbelt law, things like that, and how bad the state of Florida keeps records. So, and how people get their license suspended. When they don't pay a ticket and it never gets unsuspended, even if they went to court. Worst example, in my case, I didn't miss a court date. They paid there's still a $250 bond that they got paid. Never missed a court date, took it to trial. The payment's not even due yet, and they still suspended my license. Can't imagine what the heck I did. So let me tell you how I dealt with it. And it works into your campaign a little bit. The local court publishes bulk data files for all the citations on their website. So you can download these and put them into a relational database, kind of like the NSA does. And then what you can do is you can run queries against them. So, for example, I got the name of every person that the police officer who gave me a ticket has given a ticket to in the past 2 years, about 200 people, and I sent them a letter asking them to come to court. So I want to see the look on that cop's face when he sees 200 people that, you know, he's just gave a ticket to now coming to testify against him, tell him what schmuck he is. Now, that being said, I bought a separate database for email addresses that's got almost 700,000 email addresses in it. The traffic infractions database for about 4 years has close to 1 million records. So what I was able to do is merge some of the two databases together and get, I don't have a total count right now, but it's certainly numbers in the thousands where I find an email address that matches a record in the citation database. So this is how lawyers, like when in Tampa, Florida, if you get a traffic ticket, within a day you get a stack of solicitations from lawyers looking to help you. So I'm using the same tactic now for a slightly different purpose, but the bottom line is that you can use this sort of thing in your campaign. I would, if you have this in Tennessee, I would see if you can find these records from your courthouse. I was in touch with the guys at GCN, Charles, and I've been in touch with John Harlan in the past, so I can volunteer my services in terms of the data processing, but that's the basic idea.
Sure.
Find the people
we got about 3 minutes left. First of all, fantastic. If you don't mind, just go to the website, email us. I would like to hear more about this, but we want to get some other folks a chance. Plus, I got to close down this segment.
Let's go to really Bob in Texas.
Bob in Texas, who we're going to next. Bob, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are y'all?
How's it going?
We're very well, sir. Good luck in your part of the region up there, and good luck with being closer to D.C. than Texas.
Well, thank you very much.
Throw a little humor in for Alex on that underwear giveaway. They got them so big, so the recycle use can go out to our TSA agents for what's not used by our illegals.
That's a pretty good one. So go on. What is it you want to talk about with us today?
That was what I wanted to do.
All right. I'm sorry. I thought there was more to it than that. Okay. Well, thank you.
Let's go to George in Connecticut.
All right. So next up, we have George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air.
How you doing? I'm trying to find out, is there, being we basically cut the senators loose from their general protection duties of the states, itself, are there still any fiduciary type laws that are saying, look, if they do things that are really counterproductive for their state, that they can be impeached, thrown out, or something of the sort, or at least a process started to show that they're really not working on the behalf of the state? And let's face it, some of these...
You know, that's a great question. I know in general, elected officials, judges enjoy something, at least in practice, not necessarily on papers, known as sovereign immunity. So if a judge incorrectly rules against you and you spend 5 years in jail, you know, incorrectly, it's found out later the judge made a mistake, you can't go sue that judge and say, oh, well, you know, I deserve, you know, $500,000 for spending all these years in jail. Myself, I'm a contractor. You know, I build a house, I can be sued forever, so it's unfortunate. Listen, we've only got about a minute left, so I need to close this out. I want to thank Alex for having me on the air today. My name is Steve Lane. I'm running in the Republican primary for Congress in Tennessee's 4th District. I'd very much appreciate if you could take the time to go to our Facebook, like the page, add us on Twitter at @LaneForTN, and most importantly, campaigns cost a lot of money. We need to raise money. Alex has an audience of over 2 million people. If everyone chipped in $5, $10, even $25, we would have everything we need to win. So I'd be much obliged if everybody could just hit that donate button on the website, hit that donate button on the Facebook page, chip in $5 or $10, and help send me to Congress. I'll do all I can to fight for the Constitution. So I appreciate it. Once again, thanks to Alex for the time today. Everybody have a wonderful afternoon. And let's stand for the Constitution.
How can you save a ton?